Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Gio, Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, let's see Lush, man, and we turned all the way up. It's Friday, and you know y'all cats got paid, and Iron Man comes out tonight, so make sure you get your tickets early because you already know it's going to be packed. Shout out to Ohana Shop, man. If you want to get your ice ice on, your bling bling on, you want to get real icy, Mother's Day's coming around, get that tennis plate to that ring, holla at www.ohanashop.com, one of our sponsors, Capital Customs. You already know what they do. They support Lush Radio Online. Diverse Media Group LLC and E2K Magazine. It's going down tonight. We're going to have Ja Ja, former female rapper of Dipset. She's still in the grind doing a 1-2, and she's going to tell everybody what's going down. You already know what it is, man. And also, we got Emilio Rojas live in the building. That is the protege of DJ Green Lantern. I said DJ Green Lantern. He's coming on tonight. It's going down tonight. Besides that, you know what I'm saying, giving you some music and everything like that. And you know tonight I got my hot co-host, the one, the only, the man with the plan, the super promo king, your man Future Guru. What up, Guru?
Yo, Lush Radio Online, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, man.
Yo, shout out to Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Ebenezer Genius, Cookie, K-Star Beauty. And definitely ohanashop.com. You already know. Jersey in the building. What up, Lux? You
ain't
already know,
much.
Man.
What's going on with your phone over there? It sounded like it was breaking up or something. What's going on with the phone? You in a different area?
Nah, hold up. How about now?
Okay, I can hear you better.
Good. Yeah, I just want to shout out everybody that's following us on Twitter. And shout out to Lux Girls International. You already know. All the fly ladies that's trying to support Lush Radio Online should definitely follow Lush Girls INTL on Twitter. You already know. What up?
Yeah, that's what it is. We live right now, man. We turned all the way up, man. I'm happy today because I'm gonna tell you something that happened to me today. Yo, I don't know. You know the creators of Facebook, but I'm a publicly thank the people of Facebook. For creating Facebook, because I found my cousins, my whole family that I ain't talked to in years, all the way in Africa and Nigeria, out here, they in Tallahassee, Florida, Michigan, and Atlanta, man, and I just reconnected them with them on Facebook. I talked to my uncle, my father's brother, man. I feel good, man. I'm turned up. I'm feeling lovely right now, son, for real.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
That's what's crazy about Facebook. Shout out to everybody that's using Facebook because people usually, you know, log in for some name and they get right at you. So, you know, that's the power of that online, man. You know, I mean, I'm happy for you, Lux. You already know. That sounds like a plan like this.
That's what it is, man. You know, I'm just really, really like, you know, happy, man, and you know, I'm just feeling, you know, the hotness of this heat and everything. You know, Iron Man's coming out. You wanna go check that movie, son?
Yeah, I need a date, so I'll probably go tomorrow. I got a date tomorrow. Shout out to my, gotta let you know. I'm going out. Yeah, I'll probably go see Iron Man or something like that. Everybody that's listening, yeah, go see Iron Man. I'm definitely up on the previews, and it looked like something. I'm just gonna go to the movies and go see. I ain't gonna wait for the bootleg. Shout out to all the bootleggers. Stop playing.
Oh man, shout out to the bootleggers and shit. But anyway, man, shout out to everybody out here, man. It's about to be all the way turned up show tonight, man. You know it's always turned up, but I'm extra hyped today because I got to talk to my family. You know, and I got to talk to my little cousin. He's like 16 years old, you know. Little handsome little joint getting it in, you know what I'm saying, with the cheeks. you know, we live in the building. Lush Radio Online, man, we ain't playing no games, man. We got the Lush Girls International. It's a big thing. We got girls in Canada. We got girls in Atlanta. We got girls all over the place that definitely rock with Lush Radio, man. And, yo, shout out to the Court DJ's Retreat because it's going down. Shout out to DJ Meddy already. He said he landed there safe. He out there grinding with the Coast to Coast mixtape. Shout out to them. You know what I mean? And my boy out there, Street Kingpin, out there doing his 1-2. Definitely representing Lush Radio Online, man. We there when we don't have to be there. You heard? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's power in numbers. We here. Lush Radio Online, man. Get your weight up, man. It's not a game, man. For real. We ain't playing no games out here. You know, we always play hip-hop and everything. I'm in the mood for a little bit of reggae, man. So I'm going to throw this joint, man. This is Movado and Stacious. Stacious is like the new, like, you know, R&B type, reggae type chick, you know, prodigy coming out of Jamaica, man, right here. And this joint's called Coming to My Room with Movado and Stacious. And we'll be back on Lush Radio Online, man. We are the people's voice.
See a shot. I wanna make love. I want you.
The girl say her first boyfriend nigga live in a gym. Don't let you all love him, gone by ice cream. No all this man not the pan the gully team. The girl them see the gully girl and start scream.
Baby,
make we go, what we go, bust a sweat. I'm here to hang your sex and bring your sexual happiness. We don't have no secret for keep. Make we confess, we're rolling in the deep.
You're falling on my dress.
People could have seen,
but I could have killed it. Dying to get in between the sheets.
My baby, them don't know the rest.
Baby,
from the gully corner, she won't ride it like a yama. Think of one time me love Tishana, but the middle of the room or in a corner, put her in a coma or a trauma. From a girl thing, gully got run on ya. The girls them know I'm a hard performer. A girl in a me house, I sing soprano. Sexy Joanna from Botswana, me and her make love a Ghana. Baby,
I
could have had him.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexy ladies. For all you sexy girls out there, just wanna let you know, Mr. Brooks wanna hold you.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, man. Always giving you what you want and what you need on Lush Radio Online, man. You know, definitely since we are talking about the whole Facebook thing, man. I mean, you can find your family, you can find people you don't want to be found on this joint, man. It's crazy right there, man. What you think about the whole, thing about it? One time Facebook, you know, used to be like, you know, not the hottest thing on the internet. Now it's become the place. What you think about that, fam?
Man, I'm just thinking about anybody that owed me. I might have to look them up on Facebook. go stick to the names, man. You know, that's how people was following each other, man, just typing their names. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing because you never know. Somebody might be looking for you. Somebody might be looking for you.
They might be looking for you. So, I mean, like some people put their full names and stuff. Like, you know, when I found my uncle, he was like, I ain't want to add you because you ain't put your name on there. I said, I ain't putting my stuff out there, man. You don't never know who's looking for you out there. You feel me?
Yeah, well.
The wrong person might find you on that joint. You know, it's kind of too personal on Facebook. You know, you could be exposed on that joint, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, like, you know, you got some personal stuff you only want to share with your family. You know, you got random people Googling you and trying to find you and stuff like that. You know, but I ain't put my real name on there because I don't want people to quickly find me, you know. You know, not that I'm running away from anybody or nothing like that, but some people you just don't want to see, you know. And, I mean, Facebook is definitely a good tool. I really don't use it for promotion. I mean, you know, every social network you can use, but, I mean, it's better for you to have, like, if you're an artist, or stuff like that, you can have a fan page. Like, they only let you get a certain number of, like, friends, and then you have to either use your fan page, and that's, like, unlimited and stuff like that. But it's definitely a good tool, you know, to really, find your family. I never found out about my high school reunion until I went to Facebook. I didn't even know where half of the people were. So, I mean, it's a good tool if you really want to reconnect with, like, your lost love or somebody you ain't seen in years. Facebook is the spot, for real. Rekindled a lot of relationships with some people.
Looking up lost love, huh? Now, I wonder how many people doing that every day. That's just crazy. Like, yo, let me get sneaky. Niggas, husbands, and wives, and everything, all into it. Like, wow, that's your wife's been stuck. Boy, I tell you, watch out of Facebook.
You looking for your lost love, man. Facebook is the spot, man. You know,
watch
you know.
They might be married. So
they might be married. So you know, don't.
Easy on Facebook.
You know, don't be going on wild and saying, "Yo, I love you." I forgot. Yo, they
yeah,
might be
like,
married.
I remember when I used to tap that. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't remember. Don't put out. I remember when I used to tap that real good. Don't do that. Don't put that up there.
Don't put
that's
that on their wall
good.
At
don't
least.
Do that,
no, put
man.
That in the message. Put that in
yeah,
the message
man.
Box.
Act like it's etiquette. You got Twitter etiquette, Facebook etiquette, man. Please don't ruin nobody's wall. Don't knock nobody's wall down. Yeah,
for real.
Don't knock nobody's wall down.
Don't mess nobody's wall down because it's definitely
good
like.
Up.
You know, crazy out here, man. You know,
and niggas is getting in trouble on Facebook too. They stupid. It is some dummies on Facebook.
Yo, I done found people getting caught.
Yeah.
Cheating on Facebook, dog.
That's what I'm
crazy.
Saying. They stupid. You already know they stupid. I'm just saying, you can't do it like that.
How
can't
you
do
get
like
caught
that,
on Facebook though? Like that's
zombie.
Like you already know Facebook is open. You
yeah,
know your shorty on there. That's not a place to like you know be exposing
yeah.
yourself. You know, when you know, especially, it's different if you have a shorty that's not online. You know what I'm saying? But you got a shorty that's online, you know you liable to get caught, my G. Like, don't do
liable,
that.
Liable, you
even
hit
a girl
get caught. Get to flip your ass.
Ooh, I don't know, your phone is, like, breaking up like crazy, son, like,
hold on.
Really bad. Yeah, it's breaking up and shit, man. I'm about to go to a quick song real quick. This is Egyptian and Nicki Minaj. Y'all heard that song, Wind Up, you know what I'm saying? And we going to play the remix in this quick second. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. And we talking more, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, Facebook etiquette and Twitter etiquette, because some of y'all need to be reintroduced. You know how I always say, let me reintroduce myself, you know what I mean? Y'all need to be reintroduced, because some of y'all is not playing the game right, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it together. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about that for real. Let's Radio Online. Let's go.
Ooh. What up?
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bad gal edition. See them gal that? Contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, cigarette. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out doing them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new bins, the color of a bathing pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian. And it's young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. No Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Bobby, my I've not gal in a bumble.
Y'all me want to roll, y'all. Put me on the road, y'all. Y'all you give me the prices. With me ever get seen in my life. Y'all me so swampy, y'all. Put me thing all around, y'all. Y'all you give me the prices. With me ever get seen in my life. Like a
talking, people not to see real bad people are what I try.
I only for business I do Facebook. Like, I have people that, the clients I represent on Facebook. So, I mean, for me, it's just, I mean, even if it's business related, like, if something happens with your business and you not doing business with somebody else in business that's on Facebook, yo, just leave them alone. Don't even get into ruining your name and your business by dogging them or going back and forth, taking shots. Like, leave it alone and get you some more business contacts, yo, for real. Like, don't shut your business down, because people get turned off by, like, a lot of negativity. Like, as far as, you know, if it's going to affect your business it, down the line, it will, like, if it's negative. So you can't let people in like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. It should be resolved. If you have issues, of course you're going to have to resolve issues. But do it in a way where everybody's not exposed to it. That's my advice. Like, resolve your issues, of course, but don't put it out there like that for everybody to say, oh, I got to resolve this, and I'm going to show the world how I resolve this. That's some dumb shit. So, I'm saying, like, get your mind right. Like, focus, man. Get focused, man. Like, you're the captain of your ship, period. So,
definitely.
Don't sink your own battleships on Facebook, silly rabbits.
Tricks are for kids.
Wow. I know. Ain't that the truth, man? That's crazy.
You stupid as hell, man. You so crazy, man. Well, seriously, guys, man. Tricks are for kids, man. You know, leave them kid games alone, man. Mm-hmm. Facebook, if you
well, CEOs be losing their mind on Facebook and Twitter. It's real. Why do CEOs lose their mind on Facebook and Twitter? Come on, that's a good question right there. You know, don't do it, man.
Yo, when you go on Twitter, you're supposed to be using Twitter for business, basically. I really don't see the purpose of a lot of people that's on Twitter just to be on Twitter. Like, Twitter was kind of based for networking and really, like, for business, for people that are in business. Versus just talking about, yo, I'm taking a dump right now, son. You know, it's not for that. It's about telling us, you know, the productive things that you're doing, you know, in life. So that's what it is, you know. You know, it was for networking purposes, but people get it twisted. Then people be starting Twitter beefs and all that stuff. You know, they just I be seeing them rip on people on Twitter, man. It's crazy. So you can't come out with no whack stuff on Twitter because they'll rip on you. Facebook is more, you should be using that to find your family, you know, your lost long love, you know, people that you ain't seen in a minute just to check on them and stuff like that. You know, hopefully, you know, they ain't used to be a man and they turned into a female and shit, you know, out of the blue. But, you know, some normal stuff, you know what I mean? You know? You know, they ain't turning into no transsexual, but, you know, they still a dude. You know, they still doing their thing. You know what I mean? They successful, you know? So that's the main thing you should be using Facebook for. But don't be like, you know, publicly getting at a chick or people on their, like, walls and shit because, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, somebody else. See, the messed up thing about that is, like, with Twitter, we can see all the people that we rock with, but, you know, on Facebook, they show all your activity, every last thing you did, if you wrote on somebody's wall, your girl might check on, whose wall is this? Who's this chick? And you caught up, man. You caught up with your pants down, man. So don't do it, man. Don't put yourself out there on Facebook, man. For real. I think a lot of people lose good women and men off of the face. If you want to be a flirt, flirt on the backside. Send them a message. Don't put it on the public wall. You gonna get caught up, Pippin. You ain't Pippin back.
Anyway, I just want to add to that lesson. Just say, for people, just, I mean, everything that you just explained, like, basically sums it up. So, I mean, it's like you said with the Facebook people. It's a great opportunity, like Lush said, for your friends and for people to find you. But just have some self-control. I mean, we all have to practice it. I have to practice self-control, so it's not like I'm preaching. I mean, I keep that, you know, focus on myself first and foremost too. But that's my advice. It's not to be preaching. It's just, you know, have some self-control, especially if you're business people, because basically that's what I'm talking to right now. The business people, because the other people is going to do what they do. They found out it. They got their laptops and their phones and they plugged in. They might mess you up. So those people that's playing, the tricks are for kids people. They out there trying to roast y'all too. Don't get it twisted. The play people out there playing. They playing. They're going to jam you up. They're going to shut your wall down.
Yeah, definitely, man. Mm-hmm.
The haters.
The haters. Man, you know what? Shout out to all the haters out there, man.
Yeah, right?
Let's not forget about the haters, man. Mm-hmm. I love the haters, you know, because we doing something right. Haters always salty, man. You know, shout out to the haters. I love y'all, man. I can't even call y'all haters, man. Y'all just fans. Holla at me.
You know what? That's true.
You keeping my name in your mouth.
That's true, because a true fan will be checking your activities. They might hate you. They might love you. But they're going to be checking your activities, man. So you already know, man.
Well, that's what it is, man.
You're
going to play a joint from your man Emilio Rojas real quick. This joint got Styles P and Asher Roth. You know what I'm saying? I think it's called Arrogant. So we're going to play that joint, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online. We're talking about Twitter and Facebook etiquette. Tell us about the good things and the bad things that you found from Facebook and Twitter. Call in at 347-826-7722. Social media.
Emilio Rojas, SP the GOAT. Real arrogant. You know that we roll with the keys to the city, and she's so high, she's so Whitney. Give me a plus one, I got my ego with me, and I only fuck with paper, I'm eco-friendly. Broads are recycling my art, yeah, I'm liking them more. And we in bars, and I hide the floors, the flies can soar. Arrive and they iron the door, trying to pour out of wine, they would die to afford. And be bagging them dimes, and can't gag. And it's hard to keep them straight, now they walk around with name tags. The women I'm hitting, they letting me be, cause I don't fear a fucking thing. But intimacy, they get in the Jeep, and beats is shaking the trunk. Late night to daylight, my people waking up drunk. Rise and shine, who colder than this? I don't brag, I just know I'm the shit, yeah. So you know I'm the shit. Yeah, I know I'm the shit. So you know I'm the shit. Yeah, I know I'm the shit. FD, Fitzo, Clixo, Diva. Flip cause they chip on my shoulder, I'm just so. Still move work from Yonkers to Maryland. Lil shorty think I'm big-headed. Get the low head, I'm headed where big-headed. Big faces in the briefcase, money under the mattress, I don't even sleep straight. If you fly with a mind, Mr. Killer with the worm in, pick the butterfly. Holding on toast, hop up in the butter ride. Do what I meant to do, Oscar de la Renta suit. So classy, but I look so good in it. 3 pound on me, still so hood in it. I'm simply not having it. Money magnet, bold in. So you know I'm the shit. Yeah, I know I'm the shit. So you know I'm the shit. Yeah, I know I'm
descending of condescending, sending a kind of scent, the nostrils get a type of sting.
A narcissistic kind of thing.
I'm often met with harp and strings and an operatic sing. When I walk inside the ring, you would thought that I'd wing.
On the softer side of things,
I'm just an unrealistic optimist. My awesomeness is off the grid, an awesome kid anonymous. Got the hottest chick with a cock in her esophagus. All you other novices are obviously just talking shit. Hot dogging it, apartment smells mahogany. Carpentry and archery have all been called anomalies. Honestly, avant-garde of the artistry. Pardon the applause, but they've all started calling me. Won't even perform if my oranges ain't Mandarin. Candles lit, little mayonnaise up on my sandwich. You don't like my manners, you can handle it with management. You know I'm the shit.
Yo, this is Clément from France and Paris. I want to shout out the Lush Radio. C'est Clément qui vient de France, de Paris, et je viens faire un gros big up pour la radio de Lush. Blah!
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. Far from over.
Turn the music up, yup, I'm TDI, I'm not for real. You little petty rappers getting signed for half a deal. You got me laughing chill, probably busting half a steel. You ain't hardcore, you faggot, you're a daffodil. Somebody tell Wayne I'm hungry in the slums, young money. I'm tired of my money being young. I can put the heat until I'm beating on the drums. And I won't stop till I'm bleeding from the tongue. They said I got it, boy, and I'm getting better in it. I'm a problem like math when it got letters in it. D-D-I, you know the name, you know we hot. And I got the same aura motherfucking Kobe got. I'm out for Skrilla, but listen, homie, I'm hot for Rilla. And your girl's in love with me, she follow me without the Twitter. Fake rapping niggas, I tell them spray for me. Homie, get away from me, cause listen.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
People hear the flow, they say TDI and say no. But I won't be happy till they put me on the payroll. I'm concrete, these other fucking rappers are the Play-Doh. Clogging up the pipelines, don't worry, I'm the Drano, bitch. I say it quicker, use a bitch, man. I'm swimming on this beat, your flow slanted on the kickstand. I'm live, dog, listen to my grind talk. Got my own radio show, thanks to Lushy Lush and Blog Talk. I'ma stop, hell no, do it till I'm well known. Me and rap go together like a strip of Velcro. We could do a session while a beat is on a cell phone. First rapper to host a radio show on a cell phone. Go ahead, sucker, eat your heart out. Most you rappers end up how a nigga start out. Fuck your presence, dawg, cause I don't even feel ya. You can say whatever, you don't even look familiar.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Yo, this Vance Beast from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with the hottest co-host worldwide, international, my man, Future Guru. You already know what it is, man. You heard that remix of Over from TDI. You know, he threw a little Lushy Lushy in there. You know what I'm saying? And we heard I'm So Arrogant. You know what I'm saying? With your man, Emilio Rojas, your man, Styles P, and your man, Asher Roth. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. Giving you what you want, what you need. It's Friday. I know you got paid. Iron Man is out today. Go check the movie out. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Yo, we're going to give y'all a couple minutes to rep your hood, rep your hood, rep your hood. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us your name and where you representing. Call in and rep your hood. Guru, we got a caller from the 917, New York, New York. What up, yo? What's your name?
Emma E2K, and I'm repping the BS because TDI just tore it down.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Emma?
Yeah, I was just listening. I was like, that sounds like TDI. That is it. What? That's hot. What up, y'all?
So
what y'all doing? What's
up,
Guru?
What's up, Emma? How you doing, baby?
I'm good, man.
It's
maintaining.
So good to hear you.
You have to call in and rep.
So good
what's
to hear
up?
Your
what's
voice,
up?
Mommy. Thanks for calling in.
You already know.
First and foremost,
oh, that's hot. When did he do that?
He did that last week or so when he sent it to me, man.
Shout out to TDI. I support TDI all day and all night, 24/7 on my clock. And shout out to TDI for the second powerhouse joint that he. Because I mean, I'm still feeling the Lush Radio promo in the beginning of the show, so I mean, I support him, man. You know, he's into the script. He's rapping hard. The beat, you know what I mean? He tore the beat up. What can you say? You got to show love to the BX right now. Anyway.
He made it his own, yeah. He made it his own. So definitely stand up, BX, stand up.
Yo, you got to love somebody that's repping their hood then. Like, we're going to go start with that. Like, I love the way TDI is repping his hood. Since you just said you call in time. I love the way TDI is repping his hood. TDI NYC on Twitter. Word up.
Make sure you follow me, Emma E2K. Follow me, Emma E2K on Twitter. Follow me.
Yes. You see, Emma ain't even give me a time to even say. I was gonna say it, but you know, Emma, she's in my head right now.
You know, you know that once I get into that mind frame, I promote it. I got my whole list here. I don't give time for no one. You never know what may happen. I got the. The train is moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You know when the train is moving, it's just moving.
Yeah.
Well, I just call you to give you some energy. I got to get off the phone because I got to run and do things. But I just want to get on, definitely, big up TDI for that joint and give
you
a shout out. I love you, sis. You already know. Definitely, you already know. Guru, keep it popping.
Thank you. No, I will. We appreciate your support. And the Street Queens is forever. You already know.
You already know.
No.
So I'm going to hit the streets like the queen that I am. And y'all keep
Man, that's a segue like a motherfucker. Yo, how is this show just so transitional? Yo, we just make smooth transitions, yo. I like that. I like that transition. That was hot.
All right, so in that note, I want to keep it a sexy exit. So peace, y'all.
Yes, mama.
Yeah, I love Emma, yo.
Cannot stop her.
Oh, my God. I love Emma, man. She's the best.
That was big.
Definitely, man. We got to shout out some of our people on Twitter that's definitely rocking with us. Guru, you want to shout out your people on Twitter that's on your list that people should definitely be looking at?
Early. I got to shout out the girls first, because it's ladies first, man. So
ladies.
Yes. Lush Girls International is for real, and it's the truth. And thanks to Lush Radio Online, you girls can just send her a message, because what I'm doing is introducing y'all to this whole thing, man. So the ladies I want to bring out and say what's up to on Twitter right now is, and definitely take notes, at Chocolate Misses, CHOCLIT_MISSES, and she's part of that ENT Divas, Deck Divas, so check her Twitter. Check out Inglewood Diva, INGLEWOOD Diva, and check out Miss Caramel Tai, MSCARAMELTAI, and you should definitely, more than anything, check out all of our supporters on Twitter, like Ebonesha, K-Star Beauty, Lush Radio Online, Genius, and, you know, we got some other homeboys and homegirls out there supporting the Retro Squad, like Jay Lewinsky, 88, and Mr. Freshy, he got two joints popping off, I Roast All Day and Mr. Freshy to You. It's a lot going on, and we appreciate them shout-outs and support. Shout-out to Vic Poe and Fresh Queens from Fresh South Queens, Lazy K and Murder, you already know. So that's the top of this. That's the top it off. Like, you know, this Lazy K movement is for real. Yeah.
That's the top of the list, dogs. Yo, shout out to my boy TVI NYC, holding down the show each and every Monday at 8 o'clock. New right. Talk City is a high variety show. He's like the Hispanic Jay Leno type joint. Like, he be interviewing karate people, all kinds of stuff. So check that show out. He's a variety, all kinds of stuff, man. And Tuesday, you know, we had the hot interviews. Wednesdays, we talk about business. Let's talk about business on Wednesdays. Thursday, yeah. Street Cruise the Movement. And Friday, you know, it's me and Guru. Hot or not, man. You know what I'm saying? When we turned all the way up on the show, man.
Shout out to all the DJs out there, and Rudy Moose and DJ Alamo, New Jersey, in particular. You know, everybody that's trying to get down with the mixtapes, you need to go to the promo page for at GNEOUS and see what we've got going on. Genius.
Y'all need to check out the promo package.
We're going to show y'all what presentation really should be online.
Really, man. Yo, shout out to my boy Permiss. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing this thing, supporting the 1-2 at Permiss, PERMISS. Shout out to him. The Real Bugsy, the_real_Bugsy. On Twitter, DJ Instinct, DJ INSTYNCTZ, hottest DJ, definitely humble dude, good dude. Juicy For You, check her out. Also, Sedan, Hop the Great, Microphone Bully, Sky_High, Microphone Chain, Torch from Maybach Music, Torch and Gunplay from Triple C's. Shout out to Mass, Pike, Miles, Sheila Walker, and the whole squadron, Funky Flashback, Capital Customs, man. Support the whole squad, man. We here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Yeah. We turn all the way up, man.
There's somebody out there that really love what you're doing, Lush, and they supporting me too on the mixtape MP3 promo. And like
who that's
Celeb Brittany, C E L E.
Yeah, I've been saying
her. RITTANI. She in the NY, so we're going to be chopping it up with her. And when you come back to Jersey and shit, we're going to link up because, you know, she want to support, like Niagara Falls is supporting us. You know, don't forget her. And Medina Blair.
That's our
spokesmodel,
Niagara Falls. She's
mm-hmm. And Medina Blair is supporting my cousin's hair salon, Sanaz, in Irvington. So I got to shout out Medina Blair. And don't forget Celeb Brittany is loving what you do. She's supporting the movement. She's going to get a shirt. You know, these ladies is knowing they come to Lush, man. Send her a message, man. I know y'all need to know. Y'all need to definitely get familiar with Lush if you're definitely going to be a Lush Girl International. That's really what I want to say tonight. You got to
Hey, fellas, I'm going to tell the fellas real quick. Don't be jealous when my whole crew walk up with like almost like 40 like bras, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, don't,
if
that's
come
gonna
out
happen.
With the ladies, don't be tight, okay? Don't be tight now.
Yeah, don't do that.
But yo, We got a caller from the 347. Rep your hood. Tell us your name and where you repping. Rep your hood. 347.
What up?
Is this TDI live in the building?
You already know. BX in the building. Keyed up.
That's what's going on right there. BX. Yeah, BX dropped in. Dropped in on us. That's
for sure. We have to be Lush. What up, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man, this is one of the hottest hosts on Mondays. You know, New Talk City, you know, variety show, man. We was just bigging you up. We played the over joint that you did. Emma called in and shouted you out. She wanted to get a copy of that joint, so I'm going to fly her in that joint. You know,
yeah,
it's
Guru,
fun.
Guru, get his copy.
Early. Guru, what up, son?
Yeah, man, we loving what you do. That's what's up.
What's up, man?
Shouted you out. I told everybody that's listening that I like the way TDI is repping his hood because now we doing a segment, Rep Your Hood. So, you know, I'm always repping my hood. I'm Irvington all day. You know what? Everybody know that. So I got to say something about somebody else that's repping their hood because that's the kind of nigga I am. Pardon that
what's
N-word,
up?
But you know what it is. I call myself that.
I'm chilling, man. You know, doing what I do, doing my 1-2 every Monday. My show, variety show, because it's a variety of things. We don't only focus on music. We focus on whatever you're doing, man. If you play hopscotch and you play Skelzy for money, then we're gonna bring you on the show and talk about how you play Skelzy for money. Whatever, we don't care, man. We spotlight whatever.
See, spotlighting whatever. Sometimes I slip on the show and I don't let too many profanities go, but you know I try to keep the show, you know, family in it and business oriented because this is an enterprise and all enterprise should be positive, man. And that's why we support you, bro. We know that what you brought to Lush Radio, man, was all positive from the rip, man. So
keep doing what you do, man.
Glad you got your spot with the fam, and I'm going to be definitely checking. I definitely got to get in on that so I could when I get on there. On the air,
for sure. TDI, for those people out there that want to come on your show on Mondays, what's the process? What do they have to do so they can link up with you so they can get on your shows on Friday?
It's simple, man. You know, you can email me, TDI Needs Music. Everything's spelled correctly. TDI Needs Music at gmail.com. You can hit me on Twitter, at TDINYC. Facebook, TDI Rodriguez. I'm not hard to find, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow, man. I had a crazy question for TDI real quick.
What's up, kid?
Like, you got an authentic voice, right, over the airwaves. And, you know, so, I mean, what would you say to anybody that's trying to send you beats? What type of beats you looking for?
Yo, man, practically, like, anything. As long as it moves, man, music is music. Like, I'm always up for a task. Like, right now, man, I'm trying to give myself a new challenge because I know I can rap, but I'm trying to take it to a new height, man. Like, I'm looking at old school beats now, man. I'm trying to hit this funk joint I just got from Trouble Funk back in the days, old school joint, man. That's real old school.
Right, that's what it is.
So, I accept whatever, man.
Dang.
I accept whatever.
That's crazy,
what
right?
You know about that, dog? Trouble
that's
Funk.
That's crazy, Les? That's crazy.
Wait till I get that shit done. When I get that shit done, it's a rap.
Yo, you know this is real hip hop right here, man. So that's why we asking, man. We, you know,
if you love it, man.
Inquiring minds gotta know because I know some people already hear the joint from the beginning of the show, which is like very powerful for us as you know as a station as a family. I really you know like the drop, so like let you know. We got to stick together with that one, man. And I definitely like the one you just did over that Drake joint. That shit's crazy. So we already in the next. We smacking them out the ballpark now. We might as well start smacking them out the ballpark. So they got to get some beats to you, man. I'm gonna support that shit.
Gotta
get some beats to
CDI,
man. Get the beats to them,
y'all. I'm aiming for the fences, kid. I'm aiming for the fences.
Yeah, right, man. Cool
enough. Not going for base hits, man. We aiming for the fences. We trying to get it out the park, like you said.
That's what's up. Oh, I got a real quick update, everybody. Somebody just hit me up, Miss Pink Cookies. She said that she would like to feature Lush Radio on her weekly blast. You know, so, you know,
oh,
she
man,
would like to be on her weekly blast. So I'm kind of excited, you know.
You know what, Lush? That's what's up because I was speaking to her on the phone like earlier this week, man. We chopped it up real heavy. And like she was like actually asking me, did I remember when we was in Marcy together? And I said, wow, Les told me you was out there and it was such a crazy day. Like I remember that Les said you was out there and I not really remembering the opportunity that I met you, but when we got on the phone this week it was like a reunion, like we chopped it up. You know, she's going to introduce me to her management and everything. And she really has a great website. I told her, I visited her website, and I looked it over. She has a very nice website. So everybody that's listening is Cookie Box and Pink Cookies on Twitter, PinkCookiz. And go check out her webpage. Well, you know, everybody got a URL up there. Go check hers because she's doing it real big up there. I'm glad she's listening. That's what's up.
Definitely shout out to her and stuff and everything. Sure. Truly appreciate that. I appreciate everybody that definitely supports Lush Radio Online, whether it's a shout out, whether if you give us a video shout out, whether you mention us anywhere. We appreciate all of that, yo, because without y'all, there is no us. And, you know, we feed off each other, man, everybody. And, you know, if we ain't moving together, then we ain't moving at all, point blank, you know? And that's the situation, man. Lush Radio Online, man.
Anybody that don't know. For anybody that don't know who Pink Cookies is, she does very exclusive interviews, so you need to get on that website and see what it's all about, man. Because y'all ain't really networking until you start networking, man. That's all I got to say.
That's what it is, man. And TDI Live in the building, man. Y'all better support him, man. It's my dude right here. And I got a caller in from 973. I hope this is the beautiful
Miss Niagara Falls.
Miss Niagara Falls.
Yes, it is.
On the let me get this girl. Let me get this girl some clap, man. Hold up.
Shit.
Hold up.
Clap. I'm about to go to Twitter.
Hey. What's going on, yo?
Y'all play too much.
Shut up. Hey, y'all. What's going on?
I love y'all.
What's going on, y'all?
We got the beautiful Niagara Falls live in the building. I know the whole core DJ situation is going down and everything right now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's dumb crazy.
Yeah. So
hey,
she's live right now on location and everything, and this is one of our beautiful spoke models right now, and I mean she's killing the internet, and if you're looking for a person to do, you know, grace them CD covers, their mixtapes, the calendars, you know,
she's the one, man.
She's the one, you know what I mean? She's hot.
I'm
like
hot.
Fire.
It's bad. I got it going on. I'm doing it up for y'all. Yeah. I'm up here taking pictures for y'all to put on the site or whatever, interviewing people.
Yeah.
So I got you.
Make sure you get some people to get us some Lush Radio shout-outs, man.
Okay, I'm going to do some drops for y'all. I'm
get
some drops done.
Get
I got my camera
some,
ready.
Tell them to say Lush Radio, man. You know,
I got
get that for us, boo.
They
got to
say my
website. This is why we love her. You understand what I'm saying? Why can't you love her, man? I love her.
Everybody
though.
Loves me. I feel the love. I appreciate y'all so much.
Lush, Niagara Falls is killing it right now out there repping us like that. She's going to do her job, yo. We already know. Yo, we so comfortable. We so comfortable with that.
Yo, we love her, yo. Yo, real talk, man, Niagara Falls is hot, man. Niagara, what made you get into modeling and also becoming a core model DJ?
I was always into fashion. So I just started doing my own thing with the print work and doing runway. But runway is not really for me. I like to be in front of the camera, you know, doing magazines, websites. So if y'all need me, get at me. I am the one for everything. www.missniagarafalls.com. Check out the site. It's a preview or whatever. I got a little video up there. Check it out.
That's what's up. Can we get an email and stuff if people want to contact you, boo?
It's Niagara, Niagra.
That's what's up. Niagara Falls, man. If you need a model for your music video shoot or anything, right now she's live on location at the Core DJ Retreat right now in
Orlando,
Florida.
Hold
you know,
staff,
She represents
for Lush Radio.
Yup. And she's hot, man. I love her to death, man. That's my girl right there. Make sure put your Twitter out there so they can follow you, boo.
Oh, you can Twitter me at Niagara Falls, NIAGRASALLZ. Excuse me, I'm on the phone. Thank you.
No, you on Lush Radio live,
boo. I'm on Lush Radio, holding it down. You know, I had to shut somebody down real quick. Interrupt me while I'm doing an interview. I don't know. I got to represent for Lush Radio.
Right?
That's what's up.
Thank you, baby.
That's what's up.
I'm a little crazy, y'all, but I get the work done.
Tell everybody out there that Lush said hi, Lush Radio said hi, and we love you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have Tony Neal call in, wherever he is.
Yeah, let's
call. He's busy.
Let Tony call in. Tell him stop playing games, man.
All right, I got you.
I love
I love you too.
I got y'all. That's my girl right there, Niagara Falls, man, representing for us live on location at the Core DJs Retreat in Orlando. It's one of the hottest retreats that always goes down each and every year. Tony Neal definitely gets that paper. You know, shout out to the Core DJs, man, and all the Core DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, everybody out there doing their 1-2, man, and all the people that are performing tonight. Also, you know, in a few seconds, I think we got the man with the plan. I think we got Emilio Rojas coming through on the line. So, TDI, stay on here because he's one of our guest interviewers tonight on Lush Radio Online. You know, and we got Future Guru 100. Emilio Rojas, if you don't know, your boy is very intelligent, a grinder, you know. And he's doing this 1-2, a protege of your man, DJ Green Lantern. Your man, I played the joint earlier, I'm So Arrogant. Him, Styles P, and Asher Roth, definitely some fire. This dude right here is a problem, and he spits. So coming to the stage right now is Emilio Rojas. What up, Emilio?
What's going on? How are you?
What's up with you, man?
Stock again. It's like gold, you know?
That's what's up. We're going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, boo.
The house is happening.
Emilio, man, you got any shout outs to anything, man, before we get into a book?
No, I'm ready. Big shout out to y'all. I mean, thank y'all for having me, you know.
Hey, man, definitely an honor, man. You know, we definitely, you know, we'll recognize Will, and we really, really respect your grind, man. Seriously.
What?
That's what you think. Can we get a quick Lush Radio shout out real quick, fam?
Big shout. I mean, shouts to Lush Radio, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Lush Radio, y'all holding it down. So it's like, word up. I mean, y'all killing it.
We want to get a quick drop, though. You know what I'm saying? This is Emilio Rojas, you know what I'm saying?
You want the drop? What up? This is Emilio Rojas. Y'all listening? Hold on. We start that again. I'm the worst at drops. I'd be in the booth like 20 takes for a drop. Hold on.
Woo!
What up, y'all? It's Emilio Rojas. You're listening to Lush Radio. Keep it locked, you know? Word.
That's what it is. That was a nice take right there, babe. Let's go. Emilio, man, you definitely, you know, come with the great punchlines, you know. And I seen one thing. You actually went to school at in Rochester, right? Doing your 1-2, man, out there. You know, I definitely respect, you know, somebody that definitely on the education tip, man. So definitely, you know, proud of you for going out there and doing that situation too. But I know you had a lot of influences from, you know, your father, you know, being from Venezuela and everything. And, you know, tell me about that, you know, starting into getting into the music and everything and your group Focus and stuff like that. Tell us about that whole situation.
All right, so my father was, when he was around, my father was like a deadbeat, so let me not give him too much credit. But
okay.
when he was around, like when I was younger, he was a real musical cat. He always like playing guitar, playing like lots of salsa. Like he used to play. I remember like driving in a car and he would be playing the drums on a steering wheel, like, you know, just typical Spanish dude stuff. And I was just really, really, really raised around music. When I was about, I think, 10, 8, 9, 10, something like that, he bounced. He just kind of dipped out on me and my sister. So a lot of my music deals with, like, you know, me
like
dealing
with that.
Like
the pain and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the adjustment, you know. Like, I've already dealt with the pain, but I just want to share my story with other people who may be going through a similar situation. You know, maybe they could take something from what I've experienced and learn from it or deal with it a little bit better than I may have, you know? So.
That's real. To everybody, a lot of people can relate to that type of story, you know, father not being there, you know, or even the mother, you know, dealing with the situation of father not being there. So, but, you know, from that experience, you know what they say, you know, whatever doesn't break you makes you strong, and you definitely have become strong, especially in your music, you know. And you definitely have graced the stage with a lot of people like Pharoah Monch, AZ, a lot of different legends on stage, man. How was that whole situation, and how was that feeling being up there with some of those greats?
I mean, it's crazy. I'm a huge hip-hop fan. Like, I grew up, I was listening, like, I still have, like, a lot of the Organized Confusion albums, like, memorized, you know? Like, I could recite, like, Bring It On probably word for word, but I'm not going to put that through that, but, you know. And, like, being on stage with them cats, I get it kind of in the fan mode. I get a little shook, like, yo, man, like, yo, that's Pharoah Monch. And they might not be the biggest megastars, but it's more, like, with cats like them is where I get, like, more intimidated than, like, if I would have, like, opened for, like, you know, like the Black Eyed Peas or something like that. It's just, like, growing up and looking up to these cats who... We just did so much as far as, like, shaping the way that I write and the way that I listen to music. It's crazy. Like, I did a Highline Ballroom. They do this where the Roots used to have an event there. And, like, I played with the Roots band. Like, I got Black Thought called me on stage, and he handed me the mic. I looked at him. I was like, yo, what do I do? I was mad shook. He's like, just, yo, rap. And the Roots, like, were playing. It's crazy. It's just stuff like that, like stuff that you don't even think about, like, that you'll ever get the opportunity, you know? And, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm on stage and Questlove is playing the drums, and, like, I'm rapping what Questlove is playing the drums. Or, like, Big Daddy Kane comes out on stage, like, you open for Big Daddy Kane. Like, I open for Big Daddy Kane, and he's doing splits, and you're like, man, that dude is, like, 40 years old on stage doing splits. It's an honor. Like, he's crazy. It's crazy. Like, so many dynamic performers and legends. It's really humbling, you know? Wow.
Definitely it is. I mean, that's how I feel when I get a lot of the OGs on the show. It's like all these people we look up to, and then to actually be face-to-face with them, it's like, wow, like, this is like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Everybody's so cool. Like, I haven't had any bad experiences with any artist that, like, that I looked up to as, you know, coming up. So it's like I've been pretty blessed as far as that goes, too, because you hear stories like, oh, so-and-so's a jerk, or so-and-so only does this and that, only messes with this type of person. But I've been pretty blessed and pretty lucky. I haven't really had any sour experiences with anybody.
That's what's up. That's excellent. That's a blessing. I know my boy from Irvington, Future Guru, has some questions for you.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely, man. This is Jersey in the building. I just wanted to say congratulations, just kind of give you some props for sticking true to, like, what you really believe in. That's what I like about some people that come through, and I can pick up on it just by hearing the interview so far. So I'm definitely feeling what you were just saying. But my question is, we support the engineers and the producers in this situation we do with this platform, because we like to bring out the people who don't get real recognition. So who are some of the producers that you're working with, like, and that you want to shout out, man? Producers, man, just drop some names on this, man. Yeah.
The main producer I work with is an Australian cat named M Phases. He did Brown Eyes for A-Marie and Trey Songz. He won Chamonix XL's One Stop Producer Conference 2 years ago in Phoenix. He's beast. He's ridiculous. I work with, like, Sean C and LV. Boy Wonder did a record on the last tape. Green did some records. DJ Static, he's ridiculous. He's from New York. I worked a lot with Illmind in the past. He's from Jersey. I got to find the tape. Let me see what's on this. I did a record with Jay Glaze, crazy talented producer from Staten Island. It's, a lot of it, though, I primarily work with M Phases. Like, he's my main producer, you know? And he's crazy. I got a record with Knots on there. I was just down in Atlanta. Yeah, Knots is ridiculous.
He did a joint with Rod. Rod came on there. She said she was working with Knots. A couple of people have been working with Knots. Knots has got some fire. For real.
Yeah, Knots is so ridiculous. His catalog is ridiculous. Like, he produced records you wouldn't even think he produced, you know? It's like,
yeah.
He did Barry Bonds for Wayne. He did That's That for Snoop, you know? He's done a lot of... He's got a crazy deep catalog.
Yeah.
Ariel Joe mixes all my stuff. He's out in... he's on 125th. Studio called Stadium Red. They just moved up there, and you know, it's probably one of the nicest studios, if not the nicest studio in New York. And the people there are just great, great studio, great studio environment.
Okay.
I've been down in Atlanta with Tree Sound Studios. I was working with Justice League down there, so I've been working with some really talented people. I'm really blessed. I've been surrounded by nothing but like incredibly gifted musicians and producers and engineers and just great people, you know. So I'm definitely blessed, and I'm glad that that segment too. They need to get a little bit more shine, so it's a good platform.
That's what's up. Appreciate that, man. I know my boy TDI has a couple of words for you. Representing the Bronx area, TDI.
Sure. Rojas, what up, man?
What up, man? How you?
Chilling, baby, man. Just want to congratulate you on your success, D, and keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
I really wanted to ask you, me being an up-and-coming artist in the BX, you know what I'm saying, who's your most influential rapper you've been around? Like, I mean, you mentioned you was on stage with Black Thought and the Roots and all that. What's your most precious moment?
You know, we did, I think it was when Styles, his release party for the Green Ghost Project, he shouted me out. Like, it was... Like, I opened, I rocked the show or whatever, and he was just like having a cat that you look up to, like Styles, like, you know, like, look out for Emilio Rojas. That was real cool, man. It was like, and Styles is a real cool, real humble, real cool cat, and just for him to just, you know, say that was real cool, and that was probably, like, one of my best memories. And
yo,
I remember
you know
Rob.
It's funny you mentioned that, man, because I met him, too, and I had the same effect, like, the same feeling when I met him.
He's so cool,
like,
man.
Yeah, he doesn't give you much. Like, he don't show much feeling, but he's real straight to the point. Yo, was good, chilling, and he show you love, man. And coming up, listening to Locks and all that, man, and having Styles P mention your name like that is crazy, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. A real humble dude, and he's just like, he's, you know, he's not really a loudmouth cat. He doesn't really talk a lot, but when he speaks, his words have impact, you know, so you listen.
He's different. He's definitely different. You're not going to meet another dude like that for a real long time.
Nah, a real genuine cat. And that's rare, man, to see people that are genuine. So I really appreciate him for that, you know?
If you're doing your thing, man, keep doing your thing, man. Stay on your grind, man. Work.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Got another caller representing the Boston area. Man, Bugsy. Bugsy, what it do, man? You got Emilio Rojas live on the line, man, doing his 1-2. What up?
What's goody, Ma? You know what it is, checking in, showing that love, you know. Really ain't got no questions right now just yet, man, kind of tuning in, but you know what I mean? I'm definitely going to look out for him, man, salute to him and everything he's accomplished, you know what I mean? And hopefully, man, you know what I mean, he don't stop, man, he just keep rocking, you know?
Thank you, man, I appreciate it, man.
Most definitely.
That's
what's up. Showing a lot of love to you, Emilio.
I'm glad. Yeah, Blog Talk is real nice, yo. Y'all are some nice folks out there.
Yeah,
it's better than actually being on the blog. It's got so much to say. The blog owner.
Yeah.
They be talking about everything but the music. Like, what's up with his scarf? You know, like all sorts of reckless, stupid stuff.
All right, man.
Oh, man.
Appreciate realness.
Emilio, before we get into this song and stuff, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, what was your hardest adversity that you felt like you
dealt with being in the industry, you know. Actually, you know, how do you categorize yourself? Do you categorize yourself as more of a conscious rapper and you stay true to what true hip hop is? Or do you feel like you would if the opportunity came to you, would you steer towards commercial stuff? How do you feel?
I feel like I make accessible music that a lot of people respond to. You know, and I don't really like making a distinction between what has commercial viability and what is conscious, because you could, you know, there are songs with messages that have done extremely well, like in any given genre, you know? So it's just like I make honest music that people respond to, and every once in a while I catch a record, you know, it might have a little bit more mainstream appeal than another one, but you know, I just keep it true to what I am. I don't talk about anything that I'm not familiar with, and I don't say anything that I'm uncomfortable saying. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, well, you know, at least I was real to myself, whatever. I'm cool with it.
That's what's up. But the hardest thing, what was the hardest thing for you to face just being in the industry in general, you know?
You know, the thing that's crazy is, like, just, like, being kind of young in it. Like, my whole team is real young. And sometimes we get a little bit too excited. Like, we don't take things for what they are. Like, we take things at face value. Because a lot of people, you know, they say something and they mean another thing. Like, we've taken meetings, you know, with some pretty high-powered executives. And they're like, yeah, we want to do this and that in a month. And then, like, you know, 3 months will pass and they made changes to everything. And, you know, you just, like, you pull out. Like, oh, man. So it's just kind of really making the distinction between, you know, what you could believe and get excited about and what's just, you know, just a line. Because the majority of these people that you're surrounded by, unfortunately, just say things because they're uncomfortable being honest, is what I feel like, at least from a business side. Like, the people that are involved in the business of music, not the creation of music, but the actual industry itself, is just like, you can't really trust them cats as far as you could throw them. But I ain't mad at them either, because I understand it's a business at the end of the day. So.
Well, that was real. That's a real true point, and we always educate our artists getting into the industry to basically, you know, make sure your business is together. Make sure you read these contracts. When you put in contracts in front of you, get an entertainment lawyer. It's not a game, because
yeah,
people will lock you into some craziness, you know. So I appreciate
you
for being honest about that situation, because people need to hear that, especially these young kids that's getting into the industry too, you know.
And it's not the same. Like, you can't just get a deal now. You know, you gotta work. Labels don't want to do work at all. So you can't just have a hot record and get signed. You need to have a hot record. You gotta have a buzz. You gotta have like 5,000 co-signs. You know, it's crazy. It's definitely a lot. It's more of an uphill battle, and you gotta do all the groundwork. So.
Is it different from what you thought it was gonna be when you got into it?
I didn't really have any expectations, so I can't really say that it's different. I just didn't really know what to expect. You know, I just kind of made my music, and all my successes I kind of stumbled upon. I never really was seeking out anything, you know?
Oh, that's great. That's excellent. We're going to go into this song called Runaway. You want to introduce this joint for us, fam?
It's called Runaway. It's about when I moved from upstate to Brooklyn 5-6 years ago. Easy.
That's produced
by Jay Glaze.
That's what it is. Emilio Rojas.
Jay Glaze.
Meet me on that runway, runway, runway.
My city gets small and the walls is closing. I'm living weird and winters is long and they hearts is frozen. And women with the slenderest forms and starts is roving. I left the rock and drove into my spot in Lower Brooklyn. No looking back at them. Ladies, I was smashing them. Went from chasing ass to chasing dreams and now I'm catching them. I'm not the king of my city, there ain't no throne. See, I am like the president, all its residents chose me. I left my home and came with hopes of gaining global fame. Now I'm pulling out all fucking stops, I'm like a local train. Not a lot of opportunity, I'm in Iraq and I got a plot of moon to be. On top, not a trap on the block where I get locked up for 2 to 3 or 3 to 4. That's what I'm leaving for, I got a dream and I'm needing more. I gotta be in stores with a dude on shelves and he moving himself like a Ouija board. Hey, and I'm moving fast, groupie strapped in a blue-green jazz. Better man, I send them on their way when I'm entering a plane with a Toomey bag.
Leave me on a runway, runway, runway.
I wanna be the one they talk about, like he would've been something if he gotten out. So I bounced and I did what my father did, I left home and I left my scholarship. Never went to colleges, and my city never had a lot of jobs to give. And mama didn't want me in a house to live, so I booked to that Brooklyn apartment. I'ma chase my dreams, get them in the seats and I make them scream. Living and I'm hitting every peak and I'm tripping every week, but they change my sheets. And I'm living like a playboy with the window tinted on an A4. Women in the back and I'm driven by the fact ain't shit legitimate they can hate on. Upstate I'm an idol, ain't nobody taking the title. So I bounce, I don't wanna be around them peddling an ounce for the sake of survival. So I stand with my hand on the Bible, fam in my side and I feel too strong. People only mad cause they want what I have but they can't, so they can't move on. And the plane touched down when I'm in a terminal in my town. Then I get determined to make them proud when they heard that the earner is back around. All I have today, then they know I gotta go back away. But I fare thee well, spinning like a carousel when I'm sitting on the baggage plane.
Leave me on a runway, runway, runway. Leave me on a runway, runway. Leave me on a runway, runway, runway. Time to the store, it's time to take off. Leave me on a runway, runway, runway.
This is your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you just heard Runway by your man, Emilio Rojas, man. This dude is doing his 1-2, man. And I was definitely feeling that joint. But, you know, you want to hear from the crowd. How was you feeling it? Google, what you think about that joint, fam?
Well, that beat was fire. And I was just checking out his bars and his verses. I was trying to keep up with him, so I wish I could hit that rewind button, but I couldn't, so I was running with it. Yeah, anytime I want to hit the rewind button, it's hot. I like it. It's hot.
Word, that's what's up.
Yeah.
TDI, what did you think about that, TDI?
I like it. I was you know, more in tune listening to his word. That's how I am. I'm a real lyrical dude, so I like the real, like to hear niggas' balls and all that, you know what I'm saying? But the chorus is crazy and the beat moved me, so it works.
Yo, you was talking some real ish on that joint, man.
Yeah, he was
talking some ish on there, and then he hit the joint, he would slow it up, speed it up, slow it up, speed it up. I'm like, damn.
Ain't true.
Emilio Rojas.
Oh,
live,
man,
in the building.
Rolling the eye, everything.
Well, man, that was hot right there, fam.
I
see a lot of your music is concept music, you know, talking about your life and, you know, different situations you've been through. And, you know, and one thing I do, I also like, you know, even interviewing you right now, very articulate young man. And, you know, I really enjoy interviewing you right now, Mr. Emilio. really like that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, it's mutual. I appreciate you taking the time.
Wow. And so any new things coming up, like mixtapes, videos we need to look out for, man? Put that out there so the people could check for that.
Me and Green are working on the follow-up to The Natural, which is the tape that you could download for free online with those two records that y'all played today on it. I don't know what it's called yet. I got, like, two records done. I'm not really going to say who's on it because I don't want to, you know. It's going to be a surprise, but it's going to be a lot bigger than the other joint, and we got some crazy features, and it's a lot more barsy, you know. The other one, I had to just get some personal junk off my chest, but this tape is a lot more like, yo, this is my spit, you know. Like, look how good I rap type, you know. So, stuff like that, but it's dope. The records that we got so far are real crazy, so just keep a lookout. I'm going to be in Atlanta finishing that up at the end of the month. And, you know, everything else will be announced on the Twitter or the MySpace. You can get me on Twitter at Emilio Rojas, EmiLioRojas. Or you could just in Spanish.
You was breaking up a little bit, Emilio. You was breaking up for a second, babe.
Hold on. We better now? We good?
Yeah, you good, man. I can hear you loud and clear. You got the white dude behind you with the glasses. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Who is that, Verizon?
Right.
Yo, I just moved up to Washington Heights. I don't know my like my phone spots in my apartment. I'm like walking around, talking.
What?
But so you just hit me up on Twitter.
Emilio,
we can keep everybody updated. What up?
On Twitter is Emilio Rojas. So everybody, I implore you right now, log on right now on your Twitter and add Emilio Rojas to your Twitter. He needs to be a part of the. He's on the Follow Friday tonight. You heard? I co-signed that one. You heard me?
Word up. Thank you.
Make sure you're following him, man. Guys, you got any you know, final thoughts with Emilio right now? TDI.
I wanted to ask you, what's your nationality?
My father's Venezuelan. My mother's American. So.
Okay.
Venezuelan American.
That's what's up, man. Yo, man, the best thing I can say, man, keep doing your thing, man. Don't stop the grind, man. You wanna roll to success, B. You know what
Thank
I'm saying? You're gonna make it, bro.
I appreciate that, man. Word up. Thank you so much.
That's what's up, man. That really moved me right there, man. I felt emotional for a second. Damn.
And, no, I respect the grind, man, and he's on the roll, like, you know what I'm saying? I was on YouTube. I put his name up, a bunch of videos and all that popped up. I called him doing my favorite thing, rapping on the radio. I love that. I'm over here rapping and shit. I was like, yeah. My type of thing.
No worries. Yeah, we got a couple of those.
That's what I
want. That's what's up. Guru, you got some thoughts, last questions for Emilio?
Of course, man. I just want to say I'm glad you're doing and sticking what you're doing, man, and I appreciate you, your interview, just like Les was getting into what we enjoy. I enjoyed the interview tremendously, and I just want to say we'll network, man. I definitely want to come see that studio in New York, too. So when Les come up, Jersey,
nice,
we're gonna,
yeah.
When Les come to Jersey, we want to have to set that up, man, so we can check you out and do some on location. We can do something on location, man.
Yeah, what up?
Yeah,
Lush. Where y'all at? Y'all in DMV? That's what the drop said?
I'm in the DMV, but everybody's everywhere. We got people in New York, Jersey, you know, California, you know, so everybody's everywhere.
I'm in the NY. I'm closer to you, B, so I got to get on your Twitter and find out what's popping so I can get some exclusives, man. I'm going to get them to my Gmail. And the ones that Lush has, man, I'm gonna support him, man. I like the music, man. Yeah, I like
Thank
the music.
You. I really appreciate it. Word up. Thanks.
Yeah, Emilio, last thing I wanted to really ask you was for the children out there, just for the people getting into the industry, what kind of advice would you give them, Emilio?
Yo, don't chase anything. Let that stuff come to you. Just do what you gotta do and everything will happen the way it's supposed to.
Wow, that was real right there. That's real right there. We need to do that Twitter 101 or Life 101 right there. Repeat that again, Emilio. Get that to them people right there. Get that to the people again, man.
Don't chase anything, yo, because if you chase it, you're gonna think you find it in everything, and if you're going to be, you know, recognizing all the wrong things, thinking they're right.
That's what's up, man. That's the quote of the day, man. That's Friday's quote right there. We put a stamp on that, man. Go ahead
give
and
give us some claps again. Clap him up.
Let's go ahead and give him some claps, man. God, man. I love Emilio, man.
Yeah, they like what you said, bro.
They like him. Who is that? What did you say? Emilio, what did you say?
Y'all got a soundbite of someone saying Emilio in the background? Is that what y'all have?
Yeah, we had somebody saying Emilio.
Oh, man. I need that. It's hilarious. I'm going to get a soundbite from you know how hard it is to find my name in anything?
Huh? Yo, they love you, man.
I appreciate them.
Everybody loves Emilio, man. And we just, it's an honor, and we respect you, and we love you, and we wish you nothing but success, you know, in everything that you do, man. And don't stop no matter what. You know, some artists might want to do some collabs with you. I know TVI might want to do some stuff, and we got other artists and stuff, or just people in general. If people want to do some collabs with you or producers, how can they get in contact with you? Is there an email or anything like that, fam?
And, you know, depending on the situation, you might talk to me, you might talk to management. I don't know. It just depends. So.
Just hit you on Twitter? Emilio
hit me
on
Twitter. On
Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. At Emilio Rojas. Okay. And we'll figure it out from there.
That's what's up. And people out there, if you hit them up, make sure you're about business, man. Don't come with that rah-rah crazy stuff because if I hear about it, I might have to break your back while that's ready online. So, live in the building, we appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
we salute. We appreciate you, man. Bugsy, you got any final thoughts for Emilio before we wrap this up, fam?
Man, pretty much, like I said, you know, I'm going to tune in the way he do, you know what I mean, get my little background on him, you know what I mean, and basically just, you know, keep doing what you do, fam, don't stop for nobody, man, you know what I mean, as long as you got the ambition and you feel it in your heart, man, just do what it do, man, because music is the best outlet for anything, you know?
Thank you, man. I agree and I appreciate that. Word up.
That's what's up. Emilio, we salute you, man. Keep doing what you do, man, and hopefully this ain't the last time we have you on. We would love to have you on again, fam.
I want to come back on when my project with Green drops, the new joint, so we'll hook it up. Word up.
That's what's up, man. Oh, dang, you know what? I did miss one last question. I'm sorry. The whole Green Lantern, DJ Green Lantern and you, that's the final one because somebody hit me in the chat room. How did you get up with DJ Green Lantern?
He's from Rochester. I'm from Rochester. He heard the record. We got in contact with the person. He heard the record through, and we just, you know, we built from there. It just made sense. So he liked what I was doing. He liked our movement. So
that's what's up. Yeah. Shout out to DJ Green Lantern, man. We salute you, man. We love you, Emilio.
Thank you. I love y'all too.
You're saying, man.
Real emotional, right?
Jersey, man. I wipe your tears, baby. I wipe your tears.
all right.
That's what's up, man. I love Emilio. We just had Emilio Rojas live in the building, man. The man is fire doing his thing. Real quick, we're going to go to another joint by Emilio. I played it earlier in the show, but I'm going to play it again because I actually love this joint. This joint right here is with Styles P and Asher Roth right now. This joint right here is called I'm So Arrogant. It's called Arrogant, and the joint is hot. So we all the way turned up. It's Friday. Stay tuned. Let's Radio Online. And we'll be back in a second.
Using each other to compete with. It's up, it's our pity. Cause them other not winning like Michael Rodriguez. Hey, African, baby.
Emilio Rojas. SP the GOAT. Real arrogant. You know that we roll with the keys to the city, and she's so high, she's so with me. Give me a plus one, I got my ego with me, and I only fuck with paper.
however, I'm eco-friendly. Broads are recycling my art, yeah, I'm liking them more. And we in bars and I hide the floors. The flies can tour, arrive and they iron the door. Trying to pour out of wine, they would die to afford. And be bagging them dimes, I can't gag. And it's hard to keep them straight, now they walk around with name tags. The women I'm hitting ain't letting me be, cause I don't fear a fucking thing. But intimacy, they get in the Jeep and beats is shaking the trunk. Late night to daylight, my people waking up drunk. Rise and shine, who colder than this? I don't brag, I just know I'm the shit, yeah.
Fitzo, click so deep, flip the bait. Chip on my shoulder, I'm just so. Still move work from Yonkers to Maryland. Lil shorty think I'm big headed. Get the low head, I'm headed where big headed. Big faces in the briefcase, money under the mattress. I don't even sleep straight. If you fly with a mind, drink a killer with the worm in. Pick the butterfly, holding on toast, hop up in the butter ride. Do what I meant to do, Oscar de la Renta suit. So classy, but I look so good in it. 3 pounds on me, still so hood in it. I'm simply not having it. Money magnet, bold in it. So you know I'm the shit. Descending, I'm condescending, sending a kind of scent, the nostrils get a type of sting.
A narcissistic kind of thing.
I'm often met with harp and strings and an operatic sing. When I walk inside the ring, you would thought that I'd wing.
On the softer side of things,
I'm just an unrealistic optimist. My awesomeness is off the grid, an awesome kid anonymous. Got the hottest chick with a cock in her esophagus. All you other novices are obviously just talking shit. Hot dogging it, apartment smells mahogany. Carpentry and archery have all been called anomalies. Honestly, avant-garde of the artistry. Pardon the applause, but they've all started calling me. Won't even perform if my oranges ain't Mandarin. Candles lit, little mayonnaise up on my sandwich. You don't like my manners, you can handle it with management.
Sometimes you gotta feel arrogant sometimes, because sometimes if you feel like you're hot and you're all the way turned up, then you know what it is. It's your girl, Lexi Lex, live in the building, and we're turned all the way up because it's Friday. Iron Man is out tonight, so make sure you get your tickets. We had Emilio Rojas live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We should be having Miss Jaja, you know, former female rapper for the Dipset situation. She should be calling in maybe a few minutes later. But you know what? We're giving you nothing but that hot music live on Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? Giving you the real music. Sin, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Emilio Rojas was live in the building. Bugsy, what did you think about Emilio, man? Dude was a real humble dude. Good dude. Like him, man. For real.
Yeah, he definitely was, man. Like I said, salute to him, man. Yeah, I mean, his track was definitely hot. That arrogant joint definitely did the damn thing.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Guru, how did you feel about Emilio, man? I really like that dude, man.
Yeah, I'm on network with him. He out there and wow, I gotta holler at him. That's it. I'm gonna holler at him, you know. I think he's doing his thing. It's a good dude right there.
That's what it is, man. You know, rep your hood, man. Rep your hood. Rep your hood over there, Bugsy. Tell the people where you from. You know, let the people know. They need to stand up.
Shout out to Boston, you know what it is. My hood, Hyde Park all day, man. You know, me and my dudes out there doing their thing, man. No need for names because we don't want to make no change. But, you know, hood doing what it do, man. I salute everybody out there getting their chips, man. Haters keep hating, man. You ain't going to stop what we doing over here.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I'm definitely feeling the love on Lush Radio Online, and I'm feeling all of the people that also call and show us so much love on Lush Radio Online, man. We was talking about this Twitter etiquette and this Facebook etiquette, man. You know any people that got caught up on Facebook, you know, for being, you know, retarded and putting their business out there on Facebook since it's so personal? Fuzzy?
Nah, I ain't heard no stories on that yet, man. I might not be the one you want to tell because I might have some jokes on you. That's probably why I haven't heard anything. But, I mean, Facebook itself, I really don't deal with or touch on that myself, man, because, you know, it just gives out too much, man. Like, some people don't really want, you know, everybody knowing what they're doing, man. And I think Facebook just exposes too much. So if you're not one of them people that don't want your whole business out there, every, like, little small move you make, just really don't mess with Facebook, man. Leave that for the college kids, man. I think that's what Facebook need to be for, college kids, school kids, linking with each other, and just keep that there, man.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to find your family or old love or something, because I found my family today, man.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, that's true, that's true.
You know, and a couple of college mates, but, you know, you don't want them random people to be all up on you and stuff. Them random people, that's when it's the problem, the random people. You know, when it comes to Facebook, but I mean, what's your number one three things that people shouldn't do on Twitter too? Because we're talking about the Twitter and Facebook rules.
Oh man, I mean, a couple of things. Well, for that, basically, this whole Twitter thing, I can say, man, is don't come with no bullshit, man, because you will get exposed because somebody knows somebody that knows you. So you tell them false tales on this timeline thing, man. Just save it. Don't even do it. That's the number one thing. I think number two, man, is don't get too caught up in it. You know what I mean? Like I want to say it was Lazy K that said it, man. Like, you know, you think a lot of these people are here that you support as far as, you know, like musicians, you know, you think they could be your friends. And then at the end of the day, man, they really don't care too much about you. You know what I mean? As long as they make their money. So don't get caught up in the whole hype, you know what I mean, thinking, you know, everybody's gravy, you know what I mean? I mean, I met a couple of dudes on there that keep it hype, man, but don't fall for everything you see. And I guess my final thing on Twitter, man, is if you an uptight person, you're not open-minded, and you ain't got a sense of humor, you definitely don't want to be on it either, you know what I mean? It's not a nice little networking thing for uptight people, man. You know, you might see something that you might be offended by, and you, like I said, man, if you're uptight, just don't do it.
That's what it is, man. And like I said, we just had Emilio Rojas. We're going to have your girl, Jaja, representing, you know. She used to be former member of the Dipset, the first lady of Dipset. And your girl still been on the grind doing a 1-2, and she about to tell the world what's going on with Jaja on Lush Radio Online, man. Let's go to the phone lines because we got a new caller. What's good, 718? Rep your hood. 718.
Hello.
Hello, 718. What's good?
Hello. What's poppin'? It's CLK the Slinger.
What's good with you, fam?
Ain't nothing, man. I just hit you up, tell you I was gonna call your show and all that. What's happening?
That's what it is. You live on the show, man. Rep your hood.
Oh, that right. Well, I'm from Far Rockaway, man. I'm from the place. I'm from the home of Stack Bundles, right down the beach, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Hey, so my man, you got a, this is Freestyle Fridays. You feel like spitting one for us real quick, fam? You got time to do that, fam?
I got you right now. You ready?
Go ahead and give us some fire, baby.
There we go. Say okay to Slinger. Look, second shot went straight through your vest, and the way you exited, you lucky it ain't remove your chest. They thinking bullets. I'm talking bars and who's the best. 5 push-up a line. I do my sets. I stay on top of this like I'm in missionary. Do it for the money, not fame. I'm a mercenary. Call 411 and get your info right. I let this go and have niggas looking like they're in the limbo pipes. I got a Kimbo right. When niggas rather shoot, the ratty get them hard. Niggas know they wouldn't win a fight if they picked a dike. I treat them like a pizzeria. I get them sliced. Can't hear them sirens. Because I'm getting light. Catch my drift? Nah, they ain't catching on. Ain't no coattails. We ain't rats in here. We got the straps in here, but I ain't going to talk about it. I'm trying not to talk about it. I could pull a four about it or break a jaw about it. I'm a fighter, and these niggas know that I'm a fighter, and I'm a rider, freestyler, and I'm a writer. You understand what I'm talking about? Off the top, man. I go with all, man.
Off the top, this is another Lush Radio. What?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
We live in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Far Rockaway, stand up. New York, stand up.
Yeah.
You know, Starlight City, Brownsville, Crown Heights, Flatbush, Bed-Stuy, Queens, Worldwide, Harlem, Bronx. We here. Holla at your girl. Let's radio online, man. Give you what you want, what you need, man. Man, put your Twitter out there, famo.
Yeah, my Twitter is at CLK the Slinger. That's CLKDASLINGA. Or you could just Google Young CLK and everything will come up. It'll come up. You can find out how to reach me if you want to talk to me or find out what I'm talking about for them verses and all that. I do ghostwriting and all that. I won't even put your business in the street if you give me to write your track for you. I do it all the time now, and you ain't heard about it.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. All I'm saying is, can I get a Mother's Day gift? That's all I'm saying with the checks and everything. Can I get a gift?
happy early Mother's Day, too. That's for all the mothers, especially the single mothers. Cause they be doing their thing, making sure they cook for their family every night and getting that cash. And niggas need to show some appreciation to those type of women right there. Because they the ones
that's
who
what
really
I'm talking
brought us
about.
Up from the hood. I know what I'm talking about. Exactly. We all know what I'm talking about, man. In the hood, Mother's Day, Father's Day, it both go to the moms. Like, so show some respect and support those women, man.
That's what it is, man. Tupac said, you know what I'm saying? You can't hate the ladies that make the babies. You already know what it is, man. Let's radio online, man. Salute, Pac. You already know what it is, man. But, yeah, man. So, you got any new mixtapes? Anything coming out we need to check for real quick, fam?
The mixtape is called 20 on the Dollar, but if you follow me on Twitter, you know we having some complications dropping that for reasons I ain't going to talk about. And but when it come out, it's going to come out hard. But right now, everybody can look forward to that joint I've been talking about for the past week, Hood Heartthrob. Most likely, I'm going to try to bring that for everybody tonight. You know what I'm saying? The last joint I did, it got E-40 artist Cousin Fick on it, Cousin Feek, as they say out there in the Bay, and that did 1,500 downloads in a week. So I'm talking about, I'm going to bring something for the ladies this time. It's called Hood Heartthrob, and we're going to try to do 2,000 in a couple of days. You know what I'm talking about? That's what we're going to do right now.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, fam, man. That's what it is. Definitely what it is, man. So we got your man, the Slinger, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Let me bring Guru back on the line and switch phones. What up, Guru?
Yeah, I'm here, man. That freestyle was dope. I caught the end of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I definitely want to follow him. You got to really follow us on Twitter, man, so you see what we do, man. You know, follow us on Twitter, and we'll support you, dog. It's what we do here, man. Show you how it really goes down, man. So I definitely like the freestyle. So I know you guys, when you get on them beats, man, it's gonna be ugly. So
yeah, man.
Real quick, y'all, man, we was talking about Facebook and Twitter rules, man. People get caught up on Facebook, man. Some things that you should not do on Facebook, man. If you're trying to get involved with the social media, there's a couple of rules that you must know in engaging on a Twitter or Facebook. But I want you to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell me, have you ever met a chick on Facebook and it went wrong? You know what I'm saying? It kind of took you back to them MySpace days or them Black Planet days. Talk to us about it, man. Have you been Facebook boning? Talk to us right now. You know, have you got one off of Facebook? Call it from the 202. You're live in the building. Have you had a moment? Have you ever had a moment on Facebook? Tell us some do's and don'ts on Facebook.
Do's and don'ts will put your damn face on there. That's number one. And, make sure you know who you're putting on as your friends list, because sometimes the friend that you think is your friend knows the friend of a friend, and that just starts a chain reaction. So you got to really be careful who you put on your friend list, because sometimes who you think don't know you does know you out there in the net. So, but I just suggest people don't put their face on there.
That's some rules right there. That was deep right there. He said, "Don't put your face on there." My man with the plan, Slinger. What you think about that? What's some of the rules that you think people shouldn't do on Facebook and what's the name? And Twitter.
Hey, nigga, the do's and don'ts. The do's is just to keep it real. And the don'ts is to be fake. Like, I'm talking about a lot of niggas go hard over this internet stuff, and they might catch you out there doing that. You know what I'm saying? Catch you out there saying that stuff. And if you ain't real about it, then you got problems. And don't be trying to bag no girls on no internet, because all of them girls got men on the other side sitting right with them. Hey, I don't know, man. I would do that relationship off the internet stuff. That shit don't never work.
Hey, but there have been some success stories on the internet dating. There have been some success stories. Some people have gotten married off of it, though. But I don't know about Facebook, though, because half of them, I think the Facebook women, majority of Facebook women have men, though, honestly.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't believe that. Like, I think so, too. They talk to me, and I'll be like, you got a man sitting right next to you? Yeah, but I just want to talk. I'll be like, nah, and I ain't catching me up in them love triangles. That shit too much for a nigga my age to be dealing with.
Yeah, crazy, man. That's real talk right there, man. Tell us about your Facebook or internet experience. Have you ever actually met somebody? What's your guy's worst experience? Have you ever met a girl off of the net, you know, whether it's now or back in the day, and she said she looked like Halle Berry, but she looked like Halle Berry on crack? Talk to us now. What did he look like? He said he looked like, you know, he said he was looking like Denzel, but he was looking like Denzel on crack. Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us about your internet dating experience. Bugsy, you ever had a situation like that, fam?
I did have one, man. It was a nice little moment. You know what I mean? My nephew was dabbling into that internet business, man, and I don't know, man, we had one visitor, man, that was one of those, damn, we gotta bust a move right quick, I hate to have you go by, but, you know, we got things to do, man, you know, that was my one little experience, man, you know, other than that, man, I really ain't dabbled too much or had
that
experience.
What did she look like? What she look like? You ain't even, like, get close to her, you just pulled off, son? And what she look like?
See, she looked like one of them desperate nights, man, when you keep it in the dark, man. Ain't no lights working, you know?
Hey, yo, you Bugsy. Yo, hey, Slinger. Hey, my man from the 202, did you ever have an experience like that? You ran up on something and it didn't look right?
I had a few of them. I had a whole lot, but I ain't going to take up the time, but I know
the worst one
is she was on Black Planet and all her photos was just the neck up. So I was like, okay, she's pretty, you know, the voice sounds good. So I said, she got to have a banging body. So one night, you know, my rule of engagement is you got to come outside your house because I ain't knocking on your door and it'd be something else behind that door. So when she came out the door, whatever was below the neck did not go with the rest of what I thought was going to be there. And I felt bad because she had a dozen of roses, and I just was just lost for words. And she gave me a letter, and when I left her, the letter was just basically saying that she was apologizing for not being honest with her weight and what she looked like, and she said that we hope we could be friends and all that good stuff. But from that point on, I never called her again. But that right there for me was my worst. But, yeah, you got to be real careful. I did marry one off of Yahoo Chat. That didn't last long. But I think with the whole internet thing, you have the opportunity to be something that you're not. You have no limits online. So you can be a business person, knowing damn well you work at McDonald's. But you can sell that on the internet better than and just in person, because in person people see it. So, you know, it's easier for you to go online and just be something that you're not. And a lot of times men and women do that. So sometimes it can go as far as that you can actually meet that person based off the story that you told. And sometimes it'll work, and sometimes it won't work. So
That's true. I ain't gonna lie, I married my ex husband off Black Planet. I ain't gonna lie, I met him off Black Planet. They ain't work out. Black Planet back in 1999 was the jump off, man. That's where everybody was booking stuff off of Black Planet, and them things was not always right the way they look. They take the side poses, even MySpace. They take the side poses, their best looking sides, and when they really turn around, your face is looking chopped up. What's really going on, man? Like, you know, be real with yourself, man. You know, with these, don't play them internet games, man, because, you know, we don't want to have no tragedies happening and stuff, because it's crazy, man, for real. Especially when it comes to Twitter, be about your business. If you ain't about your business, there's no reason for you to even be on Twitter. Stop lying and faking a funk about you having a company, you having this, when you know you really don't. You know you're talking about, oh, this, that. If you're broke, you're broke. Don't try to front and stuff on there, because we will expose you. You will get exposed on Twitter. Twitter is harsh. They harsh on Twitter, ain't they, Bugsy?
Oh, they most definitely are, man. I mean, I witnessed a couple of joints, man, myself just actually kicking back one day on the G1 and looking at it, man, and I don't know, man, some people, I don't know what they do to themselves, man, but it'd be real ugly, man. Like I said, man, watch how you do it, man, you know? It's not Sims World, you know what I mean?
It's not, man. And shout out to everybody that's at the Core DJ Retreat right now. And right now, basically, you're tuning into LushRadioOnline.com. We had Emilio Rojas live in the building. We had our spokesmodel, Niagara Falls, calling from location at the Core DJs Retreat, getting us some drops out there representing for Lush Radio Online. If you're looking for a model to be in your music video or your mixtape cover, you need to holler at me, CEO LushRadioOnline @gmail.com, and let's get that Niagara Falls action going on. She is also a Core model. The Core DJ. Shout out to Tony Neal out there doing this one, too. Shout out to all the DJs. Respect your local DJ, because they're not going to do nothing for you if you can't support them. You got to support your DJ, pimpin'. You already know what it is. I'm going to go into some Glasses Malone right now. This Glasses Malone joint right here. It's called East Side. And this joint definitely taking you over there to that East, that West Coast jump off. So we're going to play that joint. We'll be back on Lush Radio Online in a second.
Eastside and with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue, the loaf's black. See the blood getting love, where the loaf's at? About time that somebody bought the loaf back. Like a swag got sold, it's the low jack. Yeah, I found it, took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. True fans, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. That's on my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga, this
Crip Gang.
No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga,
this Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip gang. Crip gang. Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip gang. Crip gang. Crip gang.
Blue paint, blue wells when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights quipping too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, asshole the appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rap alike. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying really this game when I say, but nigga this. And no, I ain't trying really this Wayne when I say, but nigga this.
Crip game. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Crip game. Crip game.
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt, with Stop Beefing Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got officially stamped one.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building.
Yo,
Lush
what
Radio.
Up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
This is Alabisi, and I am calling from Susandon, Africa. And I would like to say that I like Lost Radio Online. Everybody in my family, we gather around, and we listen to Lost Radio Online. Thank you, everybody. Undada. Where did you go? Lost Radio. Okay. All right, okay, I will stop. Bye. Thank you. Lost Radio, I like it. I like it a lot. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We back on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is. Bugsy, what up?
Hey, nothing, ma. You know, making a move right quick, you know, on the road, looking at lights and stop signs, you know, doing what it do for a Friday.
Yo, shout out to all the athletes out there. Word up. Shout out to all the Africans out there. Shout out to everybody that's going to go see Iron Man tonight, yo. Word up. Shout out to everybody that's going to go see Iron Man. And, yo, shout out to all them homo thugs out there, man. Shout out to all them homo thugs that be talking about they gangster and they hood and they really homos, like, real talk. Like you know you a skirt out there, man. Like, well, it's a lot of skirts seen lately, man. Shout out to all the skirts out there, man. Shout out to the real dudes, man. If you a skirt, you a skirt. You ain't hard, and you wearing a skirt, son. Word up, you know. Shout out to all the cats that's wearing, like, man purses, and all of y'all cats is wearing, like, super tight jeans that's, like, glued to your body, and you a man. Like, your balls hurt, son. Like, real talk. Shout out to y'all niggas, because y'all balls hurt. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? But seeing your balls and shit. Yeah? Like, real talk. Like, this is how them real homo thugs be. They be coming, they be like, yeah, shine, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, like, I did a bid and shit, shine, you know what I mean? I done shot a whole bunch of niggas, you know what I'm saying? But real talk, shine, you know what I'm saying? You looking good in them jeans, my nigga. No homo. No homo, my G. No homo, shine, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, like, real talk, shine. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was playing a game of basketball, you know what I'm saying? This some real G shit. When your nigga slapped you on your ass, man, this is encouragement, you know what I'm saying? You feel a little good a little bit, but, yo, real talk, shine. No homo, nigga, because that's my homeboy, yo. And I'm going to tell you some real homo shit, like, did I just say homo, son? Like, I mean, no homo, son. Like, some real shit, son, like your real homeboy. It's when you doing your homeboy in your home, son. That's like like your real homeboy, like real talk, son. No bullshit. Like, that's how we roll, son. Like, real talk, I got to bounce because, like, right now I'm about to play Twister with my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, with the oil and shit, you know what I'm saying, no homo, you know what I'm saying, that's that real G shit. If I kiss a nigga in the mouth, yo, that's real shit. Europeans do it, nigga. What's good? I'm a G, nigga. I shot niggas. Shit is crazy, man. Yo, all y'all homo thugs out there, salute to y'all, man. Stop being a homo.
Lush is going in tonight.
You know, for real, man. You know, but to my real cats out there that's really doing their thing, you know what I mean? That's really doing their thing out there, shout out to y'all, for real. You know, but y'all cats is faking like y'all real cats and everything, but y'all really homo. And not to say, you know, I don't knock cats that's gay, right? Just because you gay doesn't mean that you ain't a dude. Like, you can't still fight a dude or nothing like that. But for them dudes that's sitting there doing, like, real woman things, you know what I'm saying, doing, like, some real woman type stuff, like, you sitting here arguing with women and doing all kinds of stupid stuff like that, you a skirt, you know what I mean? So I don't respect that. If you a skirt, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Fridays, man, for real. What's your get the fuck out of here, Bugsy? Because we about to get them real quick. Go ahead and get in the ass.
Oh, shit, man. My get the fuck out of here, man. Basically, man, for all y'all motherfucking cats, man, like she said, man, fronting out here like you in the middle of the grind session, man, and you niggas is really sitting on your motherfucking hands and really moving your toes, man. Get the fuck out the lane. Let us real cats do what we do, man. Get the fuck out of here, you dig?
That's what it is. That's that get the fuck out of here. My man from the 202, what's your get the fuck out of here about? We have silence in the building. I guess he's in an area I guess he can't use those certain words, but like I said, man, for all the people that's not rocking with Lush Radio Online, for all the people that ain't tuning in, for all the people that ain't calling in, I mean, I can't say all the people that ain't calling in because some of y'all don't call in, but y'all be listening hard. But you know what I'm saying? For the cats that ain't doing what they supposed to do, for the cats that not taking care of their seeds when they know they women standing out there grinding, for the cats that just sit and lay on their ass and say, yo, son, the recession is holding me down, son. You wasn't doing nothing before the recession. Get the fuck out of here, son. Real. For the cats out there that's sitting there crying and women are harder than you and you sitting there laying on your ass smoking and drinking and doing nothing with your life, get the fuck out of here. If you're not helping your community and you talking about how much, yeah, that's my block, that's my hood, that's this, that, what are you doing to help your community? If you sold to your community, you owe it to your community to build your community up. So if you ain't doing that, get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Word up. This is Lush Radio Online, and I'm kicking you right in your ass tonight. Shout out to the homo guys, man. Stop being homo.
Hey, yo, did we ever find out who the man is? Did anybody ever call in and let us know who the man was?
Oh, which one? Oh, you talking about, oh, yeah, that's the question. That was a question we threw out there. Everybody always complains about the man, but I don't think there is a man anymore due to the fact we have a black man in office. So who is the man? Somebody tell us who the man is.
Because I want to know, man. I want to know how you've been in the chair so long.
Who's the man? 202, who's the man? Do you know who the man is?
Hey, I just stepped away. What's going on?
Who is the man? Everybody, you know, back in the day, everybody said, man, the man is holding me down, man. But we got a black man in office, so who is the man? Can you tell us who the man was?
I don't know who the man is. I'm my own damn man because I'm in the service. I serve my country. I take care of my kids. I'm paying out the ass for them. But, hey, that's the law. But, you know, the dudes that's sitting here whining, they need to come put on my boots for a minute. Get a little taste of it.
Oh, man, that really sounds really sexual the way you said it, though. It was kind of like tantalizing. Ha! Yo, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online. I heard Jaja's about to call in a couple of seconds on the show. So we definitely need to, get yourself ready because Jaja said she will be calling in a few. So we're going to have her on for a couple of seconds, make your questions quick and swift, you know. And coming to the stage, it's your girl with the mostest, female MC, former Dipset female artist, the one, the only, Cha-Cha. What up, booby?
What's poppin', mama? Sorry about that. I got a crazy show tonight. I had to rush the styling right quick, but I really do apologize for that, for the 30-minute delay.
It's okay, Jaja. The fact that you honored us by bringing your presence on the show means a lot to me, boo. So it's
all
right.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Doing great. God give you some Lush Radio love, boo. God give you some love.
Oh, I get the gig. I like this radio show already. This is my favorite radio show already.
That's what it is, man. We love you too, Jaja. Jaja, man. Before we get into it, you got any shout outs and everything, boo?
I just want to shout out to everybody. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out, you know, Cookie for having me on and setting everything up. You know, shout out to all the ladies out there that's out there grinding. Shout out to my movement, IME, Get a Girl Entertainment. Shout out to the movement that we doing under GT, which is G Squad. Shout out to everybody. You know, everybody that's out there just being positive and just trying to get it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What inspired you to get into the whole music industry? And, you know, say that this is what I'm going to do seriously. Like, this is my heart. This is what I truly believe in. I can make it with this. Talk to us.
I think when I was a child, a young girl, I'm the only girl as far as my mother was concerned. And, you know, I was at a young age, I just always liked to entertain. Not really just so more so as music. I'm just really intrigued by the art itself, like just art in general, as whether it's creating music, writing music, painting music, acting, things like that. Like, I'm just intrigued by the whole art of entertainment. At a young age, I realized it because everything I watched on TV, I could emulate. Like, I was just so, like, intrigued by it. I didn't really want to go outside. I didn't want to do nothing but listen to music and watch. It was weird. I watched TV with the sound off. Ever since a kid, like, it was just something weird, and I would create my own stories to what they were saying. I would just look at the characters, and then, you know, something like The Only Child, because my brothers are a little bit older than me, about 12 years older than me. So basically, they was out the house when I was growing up. And, you know, you like The Only Child, you in the mirror, you talking to yourself and rapping, and then you listening to Puff, Jermaine Dupri, that whole movement with the Brat, honestly, really got me into, like, really doing rapping. It was when the Brat and Queen Latifah, like, I was kind of young, but I got a message of it. I love that record. My mother used to say, I used to always be like, who you calling the bitch? Like, so when she was doing that, I really got into the Queen Latifah thing. I got into the Brat, and then Lauryn Hill came out, and I was just blown away by that. But really, I love all types of music, like R&B, when the TLC, the Usher, the Jermaine Dupri movement, the Puff thing, when they came out with Big and all that. And I just got so intrigued by it, and I just started writing music at the age of 8 and really trying to go hard with it at the age of 8. Trying to get deals. I mean, I was in talent shows in school and things like that, and I was winning all the talent shows. And, like, the teachers were like, you really need to take that serious. And I was like, I am. So, and basically that's what happened with the music thing. Even when I went to college, music was just on my mind so much. Like, I had a 3.8 double major in both of my majors, computer information systems and business management, and I got an opportunity to head to New York and work with, you know, some people up there, and I just took that opportunity because I just felt like, you know, I thought that was just like my big grand opening or whatever. You know how you young, like 18, 17, and you want to, you know, adventure into life. But I started hip-hop. I was in love with music and hip-hop since I was a kid, maybe 6, 7 years old. Started writing at the age of 8. Writing, actually, stories and all that. Like, I remember being in elementary school and I put a whole play together.
Wow. So, that's yeah. Right.
That's talent right there. Just you being a woman and just, you know, being in the industry, what are some of the things that you feel like you face as a woman, like some of the, you know, the obstacles, some of the hurdles and stuff?
It's just basically it's a stereotype thing to me in general, and I feel like, you know, I can't say that that is wrong or right, to be honest with you, because I'm all for, like, the women, you know, the female movement. I have a company called Get a Girl Entertainment, but it's also, you know, how we carry ourselves as women, too. You know, I think a lot of these guys in the industry think that you're supposed to do a certain thing to get on or act a certain way, and when I feel like the more strong-minded you are as a woman, the more hurdles you have to jump, but the greater the success and the reward is at the end. But it's just basically all about, you know, you staying positive and you having, and you, I kind of call it tunnel vision. Like, I really don't care what nobody else say, because I know what it's about to be as far as, you know, the executives and things like that. Like, the whole, my biggest obstacle really is, to me, is the industry, not the people. It's just the industry, to me, is, like, really at a downfall right now with the stuff that they think is hot, or the stuff that I don't think they're really giving true artists a chance. And, you know, that's sad, because it's a lot of artists who don't have a budget or who don't have, you know, money, but they in there making music in their basements, and it's just as good as something that you hear on the radio. Well, just because you don't have a budget and you don't have 40 or you're not getting 50 spins on the radio a day or 300 spins a week, then, and they can't research you like that, then, you know, you never get discovered, or they put you on a back burner. And really, I think that's not right. And especially for a female, like, you got to fight 4 or 5 times as hard. But, I mean, at the end of the day, to me, it's a challenge, and I love a challenge. So, you know, I really don't do, like, the pity party things, you know, about, oh, it's so sad, da-da-da-da-da. I just feel like we got to go out there. When we band together, then we'll get it.
That's what it is. I actually have a women's empowerment group called Street Queens the Movement, because, you know, women are always in the street grinding, doing what they got to do. And,
yeah.
You know, we all queens, and we do a show each and every Thursday. You know, we definitely implore you to come through. We got Maya B from the Roundtable. She's an honorary one. And we definitely implore you to come when you have a chance. We're going to do a women's conference soon. And,
okay.
You know, we try to support women no matter, you know, what race is filled. But we try to support one another, because women sometimes are very catty. Even, you know, I find even as you women as artists, you know, I know it's hard sometimes for some women to work together doing music. You know?
Can I keep it real with you, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes it may not even be the females. Like,
mm-hmm.
coming from a camp, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a male-dominated camp, and once being the first lady of a camp, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's like, they'll be, you really want to work with somebody. You see what I'm saying? But they'll be like, oh, such and such, you see, that's your competition right there. You got to go at her. Or, oh, such and such of that. And just talking to other female artists also, you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, yeah, such and such said, you know, we had to go at you, or da-da-da-da-da, and you was on that. And I'm like, well, honestly, you're not even really, like, I want you to win. Like, I want all us to win so we can get it and make it. We, like, basically my whole main goal is to be number one. You see what I'm saying? So, to me, whoever is number one is my competition. Just because you're a female in the group don't mean that you're my competition. It just means that, you know, you do the same thing that I do. But that can mean Kanye is my competition, or Lil Wayne is my competition, because I feel like I'm just as good, and I've proven it, that I've written records just as well as them. It just haven't been on my album. But, you know, things like that, like, I don't really, when they do that type, I'm not really into the cattiness. If I have
mm-hmm.
to prove a point, I will do it. But at the end of the day, for me, like, I'm just about being number one. And number one means that I think that we need to get out of this box of, you're a girl, so you only have to rap like a girl, or you only have
mm-hmm.
to do this, because I really don't, like, that's like saying, you know, if a girl is a DJ, you only can compete with girl DJs. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And it's all about the art to me. Like, I feel like music is music, and it really has no face. It's just art. And you paint the picture how you paint it. And if you paint as well as a Lil Wayne or Kanye or a Nas or a Andre 3000 or, you know, a Lauryn Hill or Missy Elliott. You see what I'm saying? If you paint as well as them, then I feel like you should be allowed to compete with them. Not just, don't put me, I don't like to be put in categories, like as far as like, well, you got to rap like a girl, because it's like, that's not, to me, you trying to put me in a box, and I'm not in a box. And I feel like as women, you know what I mean, and people in the industry, especially women in the industry, we really need to start thinking like that. Like, that's crazy to me when they be like, I'm the hottest female out. Like, I just think I'm hot, period. Like, I just think I'm the hottest. I feel like I can make a record and run with the best of the dudes, and I just want to win. Like, it has nothing to do with who you are or your gender. It has something to do with the talent. And I think that that's something that we need to get off of with this whole, you're a girl, so you only have to battle girls, and that's it. And because you're never really going to get the like Missy, nobody looks at Missy like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Missy's worked with Jay-Z, Missy's worked with Timbaland, Missy's worked with everybody. They go to her to get records. All of the big names have went to Missy. Nobody looks at Lauryn Hill like that. They look at these people as icons. You see what I'm saying? And that's how I want to be looked at also, as an icon and as somebody that just does great music. Not for a fad or something that's just like, okay, well, this is for right now, and this is not, I go hard. So, and I want to be acknowledged for that all around the board.
That's what's up. The other thing I was going to ask you with the whole Dipset thing, you know, acquiring that whole situation, and what's the difference between the Ja Ja then and the Ja Ja now?
Very more experienced. The Diplomat situation, I read a lot of books. I'm a firm believer in like fate and things like that. I would never go out and do what a lot of other people have done that was in a Diplomat group, and that's, you know, that's just my opinion. Like, I'm not going to go out and be, like, expose the whole, you know, story, because I feel like at the end of the day, I did get a start with them.
Uh-huh.
And for me to go and be like, you did this, or da-da-da-da-da, that's neither here nor there, because it's still, at the end of the day, I still got to win. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's the biggest picture. Like, I feel like I'm not a nostalgic person, so I'm not going to go back and be like, oh, da-da-da, you did this and da-da-da-da this and all that. Like, I wish those guys the best of luck. I think, you know, what I learned from there was the industry. I learned exactly what to do and what not to do. It was sort of like an open book test that they gave me right in front of my face. Like, this is what you do, and this is what's going to happen if you do it this way. And when you listen to people, this is what happened, and this is why the money goes because of this. Like, I seen it firsthand. So that's the most important lesson that I got from them was basically just learning the game, because a lot of people don't understand the game. Like, I hear a lot of artists say, well, you made me sign my publishing away. I don't agree with that type of stuff, because I feel like if you're of age, 18 and older, and you've already heard the stories of how horrific the industry is, then you should take it upon yourself to go get representation. Like, I don't hate on the game. I just learn how to play it, and you gotta be a little bit more swift, like, you know, with how you play the game. And that's what I learned with them. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know that I never signed a contract with the Diplomats. So it was never an official agreement. It was just more so I was writing a lot of records, and they liked my the music gel well together, and basically that's what it is. But as far as what I took from them, and, you know, what I thank them for is basically learning the industry, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity without actually being signed into something for 10 years and 5 years, and it's too late. And, you know, the contracts, they offer contracts and things like that, but we couldn't come to an agreement. So, you know, it's, that's neither here nor there. Like, you know, that's just the game.
That's what it is. But, you know, the one thing I respect about you is giving that insight, because, you know, we get a lot of, you know, different people listening, a lot of people who are interested in getting into the music business, but they need to know the truth behind, you know, everything that, you know, looks like glitz and glam, but just to know that truth and the business, you have to have your business together once you step into this industry, because it is cutthroat, as you said. You know?
It's definitely that, and basically, like, only the strongest survive. Like, so at the end of the day, like, If you feel like people out there got your back and they just want to help you, that's a good way to think about it. But you also got to think about this like as a basketball game for people who like to play basketball, a chess tournament, or whatever. Even friends want to win against each other when they're in competition or whatever. Like when you in front of a major record label, their objective is to get whatever they can get for the most, the longest period of time out of you, and your objective should be to say, well, protect your best interest and get whatever you can get out of them for the least bit of time. That's how I look at it. So, and, you know, I just feel like a lot of people, like, I just tell, because, you know, I speak at a lot of, like, I speak at a lot of high schools and schools and stuff, and I'm really adamant about, you know, kids going to school or people with getting education, because I don't know if I wouldn't have just went to the, you know, through school like how I did. I don't know if it would have, my mental would have been the same way, because when I went to New York, I was prepared for, like, they teach you that in school. Like, you know, all right, you got to, first thing you do when you get there is you get an attorney, because they people going to make you sign something. So before you try to sign it, go get somebody to look it over for your, that has your interest in the play. So, I mean, you got to be about your business. Like, I'm all about ownership. I have three companies.
Wow, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's your boss's boss. That's what it is, man, and definitely salute you on that. We're going to go to the phone lines real quick, and then we're going to go into your song. Bugsy, you got a question for our girl, Jaja.
Well, before I get into my question, man, let me say, man, I love you, Ma. You know what I mean? Always in tune to what you do. I've been looking for you for a minute. I've been looking for you, man.
It's
go
coming,
ahead, Elizabeth.
It's coming Memorial Day weekend. I got two mixtapes, one for Jaja and one for the alter ego GT.
And I'm definitely going to rock with that, man, because like I said, man, I like your swag, man. Like I said, I've been rocking with you since the camp broke you in, and I know there's a lot of things behind closed doors going around in that circle, man, but good to see
you
still on your job, you know, and I mean, that's not for the public, so we won't get into it, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad to see you still on your feet, man. I'm definitely going to continue rocking with you and supporting you, man, because I'm definitely feeling anything you've been doing, man. Hats off and salute.
Love, so much love. Thank you so much.
You already know.
Be on the lookout for that futuristic pop star and that GT swimming with the sharks, too.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be in tune with you.
What's up? Guru, you have a question for Jaja?
Yeah, Jaja, how you doing? This is Guru, Fiji Guru from Jersey. And I
hey,
just
Guru.
Want to say, what's good? I just want to say I'm glad the way you handled yourself right now with the interview. And I just want to say, like, what you took from, like, Dipset is like, the most beautiful thing. You learning, you taking up your learning experiences. And I just wanted to say hats off to the fact that you keeping it real G on that positive tip. Like, that's, like, real commendable to be learning, like, how you didn't. Like, I'm actually applauding you for, like, putting it out there that you just never accepted the agreement. Like, that's not a knock, though. It's not a knock. It's just that you got your own career plan. That's not a knock, but you still learn something, and love is love, yo. That's why I was tuned in and listening. I was listening to every word you were saying, and it's, like, real gracious. Like, so I appreciate that, man. This is Jersey. Real repping that street. Go ahead and rep your thing. I like how you're doing your thing, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Guru.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And if you have, can you tell us about the new projects that's coming out? That I know you told us about on the swim with the sharks and everything, but do we have any videos or anything we need to look for? And
we
some
got
of the producers you're working with.
We got the new episodes of Jaja and GT. Basically, Jaja and GT. It's my little mini series. It's a real twist and turn to that. A lot of people think it's about one thing, and it's really about the whole other. It's a whole message that I'm trying to relay in these videos, but I had to get people's attention first. So now that I got their attention a little bit, we gonna actually kind of tell them and keep them in tune with what we really trying to do. But we got the Jaja and GT videos about to be up. Then we got the Jaja Futuristic Pop Star mixtape album that'll be on Memorial Day weekend. It'll be available online for download on iTunes and everything. We also have the GT in the G-Squad, Swimming with the Sharks. And basically, GT is a character that came out because basically she represents, like, all the struggle. And she's just, like, she the one that if you want to talk to about, like, really, like, she ain't political. She just gonna give it to you how she give it to you. And I created this character because I think that people, you know, was asking me so many questions, or why this and why this, why you never came out, and how come this, you had this song with this person, and why didn't it pop like that? And sometimes people don't really understand how rough just life is being when you're a part of a group, or and people are seeing you and you're not really able to obtain the lifestyle that they see you obtain on TV. You know what I mean? Because sometimes that's not the same thing, and people, you know, don't really get it. So with GT, she's telling a whole another story with, as far as Jaja. I just write records. Like, my whole thing is to be out of this world. Gluteus Maximus, like Pluto Mars, like in that area, like to where it's like I just do music. It doesn't matter what type of music this it is. It's the future is the pop stars all. It's got rock and roll, it's got hip hop, it's got R&B, it's got lyrics, it's got regression, it's got love, it's got joy, it's really like an album. I mean, but I'm just giving it away to people, and then, you know, we selling it on iTunes or whatever. Then GT is that straight hood, like, she's straight. If you want the kind of the old Jaja mixed with the new whatever, then that's what the GT Swimming with the Sharks is about. And we also, you know, I'm working with on their Hannon. He produced What You've Been Drinking On, which I wrote for Puff and Jim Nim. And he works with Timbaland now. I got my other producer who did a lot of work for Jaja, futuristic pop star. His name's Moonshine. He did a lot of stuff, and we just going in. Them like my that's like my Kobe and my LeBron right there.
That's what's up. Everybody need a Kobe and LeBron. You know what I'm saying? you gotta make sure you have that. I definitely support you, and I see what you're doing, Jaja. And like I said, yo, we definitely watching you, and we want to keep on supporting you on Lush Radio Online, man. I want to go into this song so I can give these people a little taste. This drug is called Alien.
Yeah, Alien, a.k.a. I Am Me. It's for all the individual people out there who are not afraid to step outside the box and just be their own self. Sometimes you got to just stop trying. You know, if it ain't you, it ain't you. So I just named it I Am Me, like I do me. I ain't trying to be nobody else. So, and that's Alien, because a lot of people, let me just clarify the Alien concept, because people like, oh, Lil Wayne said Alien and all that type of stuff too, but technically, Andre 3000 and Outkast was the first people who said alien. But the other thing is also that when I say alien, I mean I'm an endangered species of the music industry, especially as being a female. Like, you haven't seen a female like me, or you haven't seen anything like me in general. So when I say alien, my music is out of this world, but really I'm saying I'm an endangered species of the industry, because there's nothing like me out there. That's what I mean by that. But
that's
it's just stuff, I am me. Like, we could call it I am me. It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
That's what it is. We about to go on to this truck right here from Jaja. Watch out now. Shook it now.
Come out of me. I'm a day kind of get a girl leading these. vote in the next life. And bing, 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 me, yeah, so. The robots have a system overdose. The robots have a system overdose. Everybody on the same thing, I change clothes. I hear these voices in my head telling me to come back, but I can't yet leave. And I have these special powers. The money brings power, but the money brings greed. And I know when a hater's gonna hate before they hate me, hate me, hate me, hate me. You can never stop my fate, too late. I'm already great. I am in
individuality.
Yo, that's hot right there, boo. I'm loving that right there.
Appreciate it. It's more where that came from. That's just a little starter to just let you know I'm covered back.
I like that, John. We want to hear from the people, though. Bugsy, what you think about that, fam?
Oh, man, that's why I love you, John. That's why I love you, Ma. That's all I can say. That's what I've been waiting for, man. That's why I love you. But for the people out there listening, like, real talk, I just want to tell y'all, man, like, watch out for her, man. Like, real talk, like, she wasn't with that group for no reason. Like, they had it for a reason, and she about to really let y'all know what time it is. Salute, man. I love you, Ma. Do your thing.
Salute. Love.
That's what it is.
Google,
what you think about the joint?
Man, that was out of space. Like, I mean, I was tuned in. That was hot right there. I was trying to get into so much. Like, it was so much going on with that track. And I really, like, connecting the voice, how the interview is going with the voice on the bar, so I'm like, oh, I'm everywhere with it. She got a dynamite voice on the interview, so that's what I'm tuned into. I meant to say that earlier, like, your voice is killing me right now.
Oh, thank you.
Do your thing, man. I can't say too much.
Crazy,
I'm
man.
Chilling. I'm
It's crazy. Yeah, we live in the building with your girl, Jaja. Jaja, I just want to say I'm proud of you, man. I salute you, and I want you to continue doing what you're doing. You're definitely representing the women. I like your sexiness, your edginess, and, you know, you respectable with yours. You know, you ain't looking like no, you know, plastic crazy, you know, bimbos out here like some of these, you know. I ain't dropping no names, though, but, you know, it is.
Keep it
up. No, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing, Ma, and you a problem, and people need to watch out for you, boo. And,
I appreciate it so much. And we need to get on a mixtape or something like that. I mean, what's up?
All I'm saying is what's good, though. I mean, do you need me to do some guy? You need me to host a joint? Yo,
I'm saying,
yo, my
why we can't get into something like that? I'm with it. You know, I got so many records in the, like, I'm just got, because my management just told me, you got too many records, you got to give them away. You're not even using none of this stuff no more. I'm like, well, all right, now let's go. I got so many, I got, like, a catalog. Like, my catalog's something like the Beatles over here. So it's like, we can get it there.
Let's get it. I'm going to see if Lazy, you know, Lazy will do me a favor. That DJ Lazy K, my girl. You know,
oh, yeah,
and do it.
Shout out to
funny.
Lady K. We did some work together. Shout out to Lady K. That's my homie.
And we need to do some joints, you know, and together. We need to get that popping, man, because I want to make that happen. We're going to do the Best of Lush Radio, so I definitely need some exclusives. And I definitely, you know, host a joint for you. Anything for you, Jaja.
Thank you so much. I mean, let's get it. Thank you guys so much for having me. Anything you guys need, just hit me, let me know. I answer my phone directly, too, so I ain't with all that Hollywood stuff. Not when it comes to, like, my radio people, my DJs, my people out there trying to get it and stuff. I just don't talk to people in the industry. those record execs, you know, I don't want to talk to you. Holler at me, you got a couple checks.
Jaja is so good. We appreciate you, man, and we love you, boo, and, man, keep doing what you do, man, and definitely we're going to be looking out for you, and I'm going to call you on the flip side, all right, boo?
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. You guys be safe tonight.
That's what it is, man. We definitely love Jaja, man. We love her, man. Oh, we love her to death, man. And please, please support Jaja. She a female. She's a problem. And, yo, she's a problem. For real. We doing our thing. Definitely thanks to Cookie for setting up these interviews for us. She always goes in. And I just want to say I love everybody out there that's doing A1 too. Go check out Iron Man tonight. I'm about to roll out, you know. I gotta get my hair done, man. I gotta go. I can't be doing shows all night long. I can't be doing shows. I got to go out. I gotta get some fresh air. Don't try to lock me in the box. You know.
You heard that. Get out there, Les. Get out there.
You know, but you guys, your final thoughts for the people out there, man. Your final thoughts. Throw it out there for the people, man.
Who's first?
All right.
Well, my final thoughts. My final thoughts, man, is Friday. Everybody out there having fun tonight, man. Just be safe, man. You know what I mean? If you're gonna be doing a lot of drinking, man, you know what I mean? Take a cab or something, man. Find somebody else to drive, man. Safety first, man. Go hard or go home.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. I just want to shout out to our guest tonight, man. We had some real intelligent people dropping jewels, and that's basically how I appreciate the show and appreciate the platform, and all the listeners know what they're getting when they call in and listening in and tuning in. So shout out to all the people that support Lush Radio Online. My final thoughts, and Dig, I got, you know, we ain't due to get the fuck out of here, but you know, I got one.
If you don't
follow them fine ass ladies over at Lush Girls INTL on Twitter, something wrong with you. So get the fuck out of here. It's going down.
They homo thugs, man. Get the fuck out of here, you skirt.
Lush Girls International. It's there for a reason.
I want to thank all of our listeners, all our callers, Emilio Rojas, Jaja, everybody, man, that come and support, man. We here for you, man. We are the people's voice, man. The people, when y'all get a chance to get on and Cass is talking about, no, we are your home, man. Come through Lush Radio Online. We here worldwide, international. Put a stamp on it and mail yourself. And I'm out with your man, Movado. I'm so special. Ow.
DJ, bomb them, never stop.
I'm on the go. I know you know. God knows.
I'm on the go. But bad man, I never stop my door. I know. I'm on the go.
Yeah.
Don't you come in the public show. Yeah. I'm so special. That time is sharp with my... Special boy, I bring it together, they want to taste like special. Santa, I'm so special. Tell them enough fear, too fear, take special.